Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Cam Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here, hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. My name is powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it's time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Good afternoon, good evening. We are global. I just looked at our show. I guess you guys missed me because looked like there's a new interest in me. Thank you for the support. If you'd like to come in the studio, you're going to really need this number. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number you can be able to talk to me. 319-527-6099. We are not a politically correct show, because I don't give a fuck. Sometimes we cuss, but we don't cuss all the time and be a boring show. Sometimes we talk about QAnon. We talk about everything here. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody has an opinion because everybody's an asshole, because opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. We all have one. Am I a correct host? No. Am I politically correct, host? No. Do I care? I got my own problems. But I'm glad you, this is a place where you come, you can vent, you give your opinion, and you're not wrong. Your opinions are never wrong because they're yours. This is the kind of show we have. So if you'd like to come in, 319-527-6099, that's the number to get you in the studio. 319-527-6099, that's the number to get you global. Today, our subject is, guess who? God. You know, I stopped talking about this guy. This guy. I stopped talking about this guy. He won't go away. And he's not going to go away because he's a troll. He learned to control the media. He learned to control this failed reality show host. Learned to control ratings. You know, like a vampire is attracted to blood? Well, Donald Trump likes to, I don't know, make you bleed, I guess. Because if you bleed, you lead. And meaning that every story on TV or the news or whatever will have his name. So if you want to always be kept in the news, and, you know, news is a very competitive thing. I mean, there's murders going on, accidents, robberies, what have you. The worst thing in the world is on the news, including this heat. But if you want to be number one, you got to remember the rules. If it bleeds, you lead. If it bleeds, it leads. Donald Trump's a bleeder. And what do I mean by bleeder? Well, if there's nothing in the news, he'll go after somebody, call him fat, call him this, go on this. He goes after people. They're scared to death of him because he will go after you. Because it would hurt you. He wants to cut you. He wants to cut your emotions. He wants to tear you down. He wants to tear you apart like a rag doll. To bring you under submission so you obey him. There'll be no other law but his law. It's good work if you can find it. It's good work. So he is a bleeder. And I'm drinking vodka in the morning. Drinking vodka in the morning is very good. It's happy hour somewhere. Yes, it is. Listen to this glass, this ice. Oh, listen to that. Look at that. Wait for it. There you go. Main subject. Is Trump kids the informant of the FBI raid in Mar-a-Lago? They just broke the news. Wait, they didn't break the news on that. That apparently they were at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago before. Then they were called back, and there may be an informant there. There may be an informant in Mar-a-Lago. Think about it. And that's why they went back. They don't know who this informant is. Think about it. I think I know who it is. You're going to be shocked. I swear to God, and I probably have evidence to back it up, you are going to be shocked to know who I believe the informant is. Some people are thinking it's the kids. I don't think it's the kids. Except Eric. Eric has, he's smart as a rock. And so that's too easy to throw out. That's troll meat. That's troll meat, right? Could Donald Trump kids? I mean, come on. That's bizarre. No, that's bizarre stuff. You would get that at the Onion newspaper or whatever just to get ratings. That's why I put it up there. Do I believe it's his kids? No. Do I believe it's somebody else? Yes. You'll be shocked. And once I tell you who I think it is, I think if you really think about it, if you really think hard about it, you'll know I'm right. The evidence is there. It's in front of everybody's face, but you choose not to say it. You won't say it, because if you say it, it's so horrible who it is. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that. And then there's another thing in the news. Apparently, one of Trump's supporters, see, cowards, I hate cowards. I go back to slavery. You're cowards. It's not hard to get a person under control with submission, when he doesn't know your language, he can't get a job. You are the only survival is you for food and water. You can't run away. So you mistreat them. You abuse them. You hurt them. You kill them. That's what you do. But see, you can't do that in 2022. Because we got guns now. We'll shoot your damn ass. We'll shoot your ass if you even try that shit. God, if you even say the word nigger, we're coming over your house right now. You can hear it. Well, you'll be hearing old school, you'll be hearing James Brown on the radio. Whoa, yeah! Coming down the street. New school, you might hear Kanye West, but they're coming. You even use that word, they will shoot you down. So what I mean by cowards, it's easy to say there's going to be war. It's easy to say, look at what we did with the Capitol. When you were 10,000 to 1, then you think you're big and bad and that you ran over security cops. And that you had a president who's a douchebag who wouldn't call out the National Guards or any other guards. He wanted them to be overrun. This time that won't happen. And I'm glad this thing did happen with this shooter. They should have put a bullet through his head. So you guys get all confused, right? Right, Proud Boys, you little pussies, right? Because you don't think, it's like a bully, right? You don't think you're going to get hit back. Dude, you're not only going to get hit back, but you're going to get bitch slapped, humiliated, and shot up your ass. Because nobody's going to let you walk over them or come into their territory or act a fool. Just because you're white and you have a little tiny gun and you have the flag. There are things called, I'm not going to explain it to you, but when I said it's easy to look at things and say we are strong and we and be afraid of us, you're cowards. I'm looking at what you guys did at the Capitol. Half you guys didn't even know what you were doing. Half you yahoos have a gun and you didn't even know how to shoot it. But when you get some real men who are trained, and Biden's now head of the military, he's your commanding officer. And you point those guns and you fuck with the FBI, this is what you get. You get shot in the head, and this is how it's supposed to be. So don't fuck with us. Don't fuck with the USA. And don't try to have these little things like Proud Boys and all this bullshit, because there's no such thing. Nobody's afraid of you. It makes the news. Don't talk about Antifa and all this other bullshit. You know the one you have to worry about is the one you don't see coming. I'm not worried about no civil unrest. I got a gun. You come near me, I'll blow your brains out. It's another Saturday night. So you little fuckheads who are little yahoos and you have in your head that thinking you have your little group that you hide in the shadows, that you meet on Saturdays, and that your fat wife is banging the pool boy. Oh, you guys don't have a pool. What am I talking about? Come on. You guys are rednecks. You guys, what do you guys have? One of those sewer things? I don't know what you wade in. Oh, you have a bathtub that you call a sauna. Whatever. That you think that you're bad? No. I was brought up in South Philly, Compton, Inglewood. You want to know what bad is? Bad is look at somebody the wrong way and you get a bullet in your head. There are no rules. See, you know, the mafia did a funny thing. There was a little thing in if you ever seen The Godfather, when they call black people animals and let them have the drugs and everything. See, the problem with mafia is they had rules. They had rules. You break their rules. I forgot what they call it. The Costa Nostrils. Yeah, you know the Costa Nostrils. Oh, Nostra. That's the other mafia that they didn't. If you didn't make the Nostra, then you go with the Nostrils. The Costa Nostrils was cool. But they got rules. And the reason why they couldn't beat the black people because we have no rules. And when you have no rules and you get in there, and I'm not building this up. It's a shameful thing. But I'm saying that you don't mess with shit that you don't know about. And you don't mess with people that you don't know about. So you can be up there. See, Trump did this to you guys. Gave you the Hollywood, you know, accolade. Look at us. We're on TV. We're giving interviews. White power, white this and white this, and then you go home to your job at Amazon, and you think you're big and bad. Then you storm a capital. You were 10 to 1. It was like 10,000 of you guys against maybe 3,000 security officer, or you want to call them Capitol Police, whatever you want to call them. You're not bad. You're a coward. So, no, I'm not worried about any uprising that you little pea brains are thinking of. Because we'll shoot your ass. And not only will we shoot your ass, we will out your ass. Yeah, so your little father who comes home at the little league game, and you think he's big and bad, and he's a nice father, and then all of a sudden by night he hides in the shadows and he goes to these meetings. We will out your ass on Twitter and on social media, and your family will find out that you're a racist bigot and probably a pedophile, because you know how they like to throw that in, and will ruin your life. We don't have to shoot you. We can humiliate you to a point where the people in the neighborhood will want you out, where your kids will be ashamed to go to school because they would be picked on because they found out that their father or their mother is a bigoted racist. And a pedophile at that. There are so many ways that we fight back. So we're not worried about you guys. We're not worried about you Trump supporters. We're not. You're the last of the breed of the inbreed. You're the people who fucked their cousins or fucked their brothers. It's okay. You're Alabama babies. It's all right. We knew you're around. The hills have eyes. We knew you're there. And we don't care. We don't care. But we will take care of you. I'm going to give you a stat that's not a proud stat, but it is a stat. Go to any prison. You will see Hispanic and black people got you 4-1 white people. There's a reason why. Why you think there's a reason why there's a lot of black and a lot of Hispanics. And there's, I don't know where the agents are. They dodging prison? They have to be in prison somewhere. Anyway, forget them. Because these people will kill you in a minute. They don't mess around. They don't mess around. We're not worried about you guys, you little punks. We're not. Now, I said all that to say this. You would have to be one cold motherfucker, man. I have read on serial killers, and I have, you know, the Ted Bundys. We had the serial killer here, Al Ramirez, the night stalker who did his shit. In fact, he lived in the same town I lived in. Then he moved. That's how close he was. There was a lot of murders and serial killers and crazy people out of California, Bundys and everything. All those people, I read about those people. But this one I have not read about. This is the coldest motherfucker. This person is like the ICE person. He's like an ICE sociopath. I have never came across this. Donald Trump. How could you sleep at night? How could you go on and smile during the daytime knowing that there was a person who believed in you so much, and you know you're saying the lies, you know what I mean, but who believed in you so much that was willing to give his life to you, that go to the FBI and try to break the bulletproof glass with a nail gun so he could kill some people in the FBI, and the FBI shot him to death in your name? How could you even sleep at night knowing that these fools are talking about uprising, talking about killing, talking about civil war? You're not in any position. You're an old dude in Mar-a-Lago, retired in Florida. You hold no position whatsoever. In fact, you're under indictment. And I don't understand you people going to go to give your life to this motherfucker. And the same thing, and I never understood those people in the Capitol, these poor people who broke into the Capitol. They're having attorneys now. I would say, how come you're not suing Donald Trump? I want every person in that Capitol to sue Donald Trump so they can at least pay for your lawyer bills. Donald Trump should be paying for your lawyer fees. Look at you. You're in prison. You're in jail. You're a disgrace. You lost your job. Your kids are being bullied in the name of Donald Trump, and he's laughing it up. He's looking at you, and you know what he says? Oh, I'm going to run for president. He's not giving a shit about you. This is how cold this motherfucker is. You know how many lives are destroyed by this guy? These people at the Capitol sitting in jail, and they're divorced, or they're losing their family. They lost their job. They're ostracized. They are connected to being a terrorist. A domestic terrorist has ruined their lives. 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, they were machinists. They're mechanics. They were something, but they believed in this motherfucker, and they gave this life to them, and now they're in jail forever. And even if they're not in jail forever, they come out, nobody's going to hire them. And this motherfucker, and they're doing it in the name of Donald Trump. I have never seen a serial killer like this. I have never seen a murderer like this. I have never seen anybody, a sociopath like Donald Trump, that this guy, just recently, this guy tried to shoot somebody, tried to break in the FBI in the name of Donald Trump. He died. He died for the lies that Donald Trump has said. And I know you Trump supporters are going to dismiss this. Well, you know, he shouldn't have done that. Well, he went a little bit too far. Well, you know, he fought what he believed in. And Donald Trump knows this. And you're responsible for this man's death. Because he acted out because of what you said and the lies that you said. How could you sleep at night? How could you breathe? How could you walk the earth knowing that this guy, I don't even know who he is. I'll try to get more. that he may have been a good father, he may have been a good grandfather, all I know, he may be a good worker, he may have been something in the neighborhood, he may have gave to charity, but he believed in you so much that he went to the FBI. I mean, it's not like he went to a neighborhood or anything, he went to the FBI. I'm going to kill somebody. That's how much he believed in Donald Trump. And Donald Trump doesn't give a fuck. Not one fuck. It doesn't even faze him. He's going off on his own. He's doing a thing. As far as Donald Trump is concerned, hey, you put me in the newspaper again because it's like the conversation we just had. You have to compete a lot if you're going to make the news. I mean, there's murders going on. There's rapes going on. There's conspiracy going on. There's weather going on. But for you to lead the news, you have to do something extraordinary. And Donald Trump keeps trying to do it. So it doesn't even matter, this poor bastard, because this poor bastard died for no reason at all, but they put Donald Trump's name in it. He leads the news. Again, Donald Trump's a bleeder. When I say bleeder, here's how it is. He loves to promote himself. He's a marketeer. He doesn't give a fuck about you, but he's a bleeder because if it bleeds in the news, it leads. And Donald Trump will make you bleed so he could be the top two in the news, baby. That's how it works. That's how it works, and we're going to talk about that. That's how it works, baby. Woo! It's how it works. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and the number is 319-527-6099. You can't blame Donald Trump. You just blame the fools that follow him. He's a coward. I don't know, man. Time after time, they keep doing this. Didn't we just see this movie 4 years ago? I am Brian Hammer Jackson. We'll be right back after this. And our top story is Trump kids the informant of the FBI raid? I have my own opinion who's the informant in that house is. My number is 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. And we'll be right back after this.
What else can I do?
Once you said to me that peace and happiness might be found there, you gave me hope. And now we have to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
No.
Yeah, sometimes when I'm getting my coffee and it's not done yet, I go in DJ mode. That's right, our top story is Trump kissed the informant of the FBI raid in Mar-a-Lago. I have my own suspicions who it is. I guarantee you it's who it is. I'll let you know that a little later because it makes sense once I tell you. But I'm not done with the coffee. I'm sorry. I got to play one more song. I'll be right back. So I have to be in DJ mode. Hey, this is your little hammer and the hammer playing your hammer heads. Woo-hoo! Oh, you got to do... Oh, that's like Wolfman Jack. Yeah, kids. I'm going to put this little song out there right now. It was a little black girl, that's right, and she grew up to be one of the best singers in the world. She took a lot of beating, pow, across the face, pow, upside the head. You know who I'm talking about? Yes, that's Tina Turner. But she came back. As many times she got hit in the face and hit upside the head, she didn't stop singing. No, she didn't. You know why she didn't sing or stop singing? Because that's all she had. Because she had no man, because the man beat the shit out of her. So what she said is like, my man beat the shit out of her. And you know the story goes, kids. She ran away. She went into a hotel room. She didn't have much money. All she said was, I'm Tina Turner. If you give me a room, I promise you I'll make it up to you. And that's what she did, kids. She got a room. And she became Tina Turner. But before she became Tina Turner, she knew a guy named Ike. That's right. A lot of people like Ike until they found out that Ike had a right hook. And that right hook was Tina Turner. Now, kids, let's go back in yesterday, and let's play the little song that when they were together, the little lovebirds, Ike and Tina, they were lovey-dovey. And then some shit broke out. But here it is, Ragdoll, one of my favorite. And we'll be right back. I'll drink some coffee, and we'll hit our top story. Yeah, this is Hammer Hits. And the number to call in is 319-527-6099. That's our request line. You want to request things? Guess what? I ignore it. And I feel like it, I'll play it. Again, it's 319-527-6099. We'll be right back with our top story. It's Trump kids, the informant of the FBI raid in Mar-a-Lago. And now those two little lovers, Mike, Ike and Tina. We'll be right back.
When I was a little girl, I had a rag doll. Yes, grandma!
Yeah, Tina. Let me tell you something. The reason I played that song, you may hear. What does that have to do with the story? I'm going to tell you about the story. Tina was a little nappy-headed girl. Nappy, nappy, nappy. Yeah, nappy. You couldn't put a comb through that hair. She snuck out one day. I think she had a baby, by the way, very early. 14, 15 maybe? I don't know. So she snuck out one day. She went to Ike's concert. Ike picked her. They were together. Ike beat the shit out of her almost every day. And if he didn't beat the shit out of her and he missed a day, she had to remind him the day that he didn't beat the shit out of her, and he beat her twice. Yeah. Ike did his cocaine. I think Tina did her cocaine, too. Then he beat the shit out of her. Now, they had a rule. Now, Ike used to cheat on her all the time. What does this have to do with Donald Trump? Bear with me. We're taking a road. We're getting in a car. We're taking a long road, but we'll get to the destination. Don't make me turn this car around. So anyway, as much as Ike abused her in the beginning, she stayed with him. She knew he was a bad man. She knew he was a drug addict. She knew he beat her. She knew he fooled around. She knew everything. But yet, to her, you just heard the song. Do I love you, man? You know her, my oh my, would I die if you left? You know, she thought that way, even though he was doing all this shit. People were saying, when are you going to leave her or him? Got to a point where he beat her so bad, she snuck out of the house, went to a hotel, and they luckily gave her a room, and she performed that night for her room. That was Tina. Does this sound familiar at all? Donald Trump has cheated on you in the press. He has mocked you. We're talking his supporters. He has mocked you. He even said, I love the uneducated. He mocked you. He laughs at you. He's not even a Republican. Donald Trump's a Democrat. He's like a wolf in Democrat clothing. And you guys fell for it. He tried to overthrow your own country. He tried to stop the certification of the presidency. He did everything. He did an Ike Turner on your ass. To a point where this poor bad, you got a lot of Americans who are fighting for this country, and they got confused because Donald Trump tried to brand the country into his own thing. He tried to brand the USA. When you say USA, Trump branded that. That's your country. Trump branded that. He'll say that at the rallies and everything. So when you think of USA, you think of Trump. That's pretty ingenious what he did. He mind fuck you for those who have weak minds. That's the only way your mind gets fucked is it's very weak. Some of you don't even have any minds. You can't really fuck you. Maybe we just ejaculate in your ears. I don't know. The man has no power. He has nothing. Nothing. But I don't know. What kind of guy says, you know what, I'm under indictment. Can I get a job? Well, I don't know, Mr. Donald Trump. What have you done? I mean, can you imagine Donald Trump applying for your job? If you're listening to me and you're working and you're self-employed or you're a business person, whatever, can you imagine Donald Trump applying a job for you? Like, hello, let me look at your application. Oh, I see here that you're Donald Trump. Yes, I am. It says qualifications, Trump stake. It said it failed. Yes. Trump University. You tried to start your own university? Yes, I did. What happened? They got sued. Okay. I was on TV. You were. I was a reality show host. How did it do? It did good a couple of seasons. Then what happened? It kicked my old ass off the air. I see. Failed at that. Have you ever succeeded at anything? Hey, I became the president of the United States. You did? Yeah. And what happened? Well, I've been impeached twice. I'm sorry. Sometimes I don't know. You know what I'm going to say. I'm under indictment. There's been books about me, numerous books about what a terrible person I am. Oh, yeah, I have a son named, I don't know, by my wife other than that. Oh, so Well, you think your presidency is a success? No, I'm still an indictment, foo. That's why I'm playing here at Amazon. Oh, I see. But I got a lot of followers. You do? Yeah, I got a lot of followers. Oh, really, on Twitter? No, they banned me. They banned you on Twitter? Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, you really don't have much going for yourself, do you, Mr. Trump? Not really. But you know what? I got people. I can shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue, and I wouldn't lose any friends. Well, that's something. Well, maybe we should put you in our promotional marketing department. Because that seems like what you do first, and you could brainwash everybody. I think we have a spot for you. Really? Yeah. Why not? There's always a spot for you, dude. Well, maybe you could tell your friends on Facebook. Well, I can't do that either. Why? Well, they banned me on Facebook. They banned you on Facebook and they banned you on Twitter? You must be one fucked up guy. But while I'm thinking about running for president in 24. Oh, okay. You're a really good guy. You're delusional, you know, you dumb fuck. You're delusional. Here it is, Laura Ingraham. This is Trump's lawyer on Fox News. Listen to this.
She was at Mar-a-Lago when agents were rummaging through the former president's residence. Christina, thank you for being with us tonight. Now, your reaction about the your reaction about the breaking news tonight about these supposed nuclear documents.
Now, that's Trump's lawyer.
Have been in Mar-a-Lago and were the cause for concern and for the urgency of this search warrant in the Washington Post tonight.
Right. Well, you nailed it in your opening monologue. This is what the Democrats do. They don't have any good reason for doing what they did. The pathetic presser that Merrick Garland held for 3 minutes.
You're in trouble. First of all, I'm looking at this bitch. She looks like she's about maybe 30-something, over the hill. You know she got this job by being on her knees and sucking everybody off. She knows nothing about the law whatsoever. I don't know how she got this, her little law thing. Her lips are so big, those are not collagen. Those were her sucking dudes' dicks to get to a point where she is. She's a hoe. She knows nothing what's going on. This is supposed to be Trump's lawyer. Trump likes to hire people out of central casting and out of, you know, crackhead school if you're pretty enough. Because you're going to listen how she talks, and her first mistake out of her mouth is, now, Laura Ingraham said these allegations. Instead of being a lawyer talking about the law, the first thing she said is, you know how the Democrats do. Blaming shit on the Democrats. Wrong. You're supposed to be a lawyer. I don't even know. No lawyer will ever say that. They'll quote the law, not your political party. Well, this is the Democrats' swear. No, it's not. This is not. Oh, I think you guys are kind of confused when Trump was the president, when he kind of used the DOJ as his private security firm or his private lawyer, and normally they don't do that. This is not about Democrats. This is about breaking law. So that's your first clue that she's a bitch and a whore, because a real lawyer will not quote what the first thing out of her mouth, the Democrat smear thing to say. This is about the law. We're asking you, you're supposed to be Donald Trump's lawyer. We're asking you about these. Well, the Democrats like to do this. No, they did find the documents there. They did sign a warrant to get it out. Why don't you talk about the warrant and talk about the documents, but you want to go on what the Democrats want to do to smear. What does that have to do with anything? They still found the shit in your client's basement. I don't care what you think about the Democrats. I don't care what you're going to say. You're going to try to divert everybody's attention. We're not that dumb. Just because you're on your knees sucking balls just to get where you are, you have no respect. I'm going to tell you why Trump has no respect, because if you'll listen to this interview more, Trump is not talking to her. Trump doesn't give a shit about her. And if you probably ask Donald Trump about this woman, I guarantee you he's going to say He knows more about the law than she does. I guarantee you. Trump knows more about the law than anybody. Trump knows everybody. You know what I mean? I know law. You know what? I know more about the law than anybody. I've written the law. So if you listen to this bitch, this whore, you will realize that Donald Trump doesn't take her seriously. You have your client that's going to be indicted. They put a warrant, a search warrant on his home. They raid his place. And pretty soon the lawyer is going to ask you a question. Have you talked to your client? And she's going to say no. You're supposed. Are you freaking kidding me? This is what you do. That's the first thing that happens, is that your client will call your lawyer and say, hey, what the fuck is going on? He's not even talking to this bitch. And she sounds like an idiot. Again, Donald Trump's lawyer, everybody. And you tell me.
Joining me now is President Trump's personal attorney, Christina Bob. She was at Mar-a-Lago when agents were rummaging through the former president's residence. Christina, thank you for being with us tonight. Now, your reaction about the breaking news... absolutely. Your reaction about the breaking news tonight about these supposed nuclear documents that may have been in Mar-a-Lago and were the cause for concern and for the urgency of this search warrant in the Washington Post tonight.
Right. Well, you nailed it in your opening monologue. This is what the Democrats do. They don't have any good reason for doing what they did. The pathetic presser that Merrick Garland held for 3 minutes was insufficient. So they had to create fear. Normally, they should come out with exactly what happened and why and explain themselves. And if it was a good reason, they would have solid ground. They are not on solid ground. So they had to come up with something that would potentially terrify the American public into freely giving up their constitutional freedoms. You know, if we are on the verge of nuclear war, giving up the nuclear codes, maybe it's acceptable that they violated the president's constitutional rights. It was not acceptable, and they're trying to come up with reasons to make it sound appropriate and make it sound okay, because they don't actually have a good reason for doing what they did.
Okay, so Christina, just so I'm clear about this, I want to be really clear. Is it your understanding that there were not documents related to our nuclear capabilities or nuclear issues that had national security implications in the president's possession when the agents showed up at Mar-a-Lago?
That's correct. I don't believe they were, and if they thought
well,
they
you know
were,
for
we
a fact?
Court-
do you know for a fact they were? Have you spoken to the president about it?
I have not specifically spoken to the president about what nuclear materials may or may not have been in there. I do not believe there were any in there. The legal team has done a very thorough search and had turned over. We've been very cooperative with the Biden administration and the DOJ and turned over everything that we found that we had. So it's my understanding on very good belief based on a thorough investigation that there was nothing there.
So, Christina, when you were there and the agents arrived, did you ask, can I accompany you on this grand journey through Mar-a-Lago? And they said no. Like, how did that play out?
I did. I actually believed that I could just follow them because that seemed like the appropriate thing to do. So I just started to follow them and was told I wasn't allowed to. And I said, I'm the president's attorney here on site. No one else had arrived at that time and said, I should have the opportunity to observe your search and observe what you're doing. And they basically said no. And I tried to push a little bit, but I'm not going to push too hard against the FBI. So I backed off. But at no point during the day did they let me follow them or accompany them throughout the property.
Now, Christina, the president has been given until 3 p.m. tomorrow to decide whether he wants that warrant unsealed. What, if anything, can you tell us about that decision-making process? You know,
sure.
Of course, the left is saying, well, if he wants to be so transparent, why doesn't he just get it all out there? And your response?
Sure. Yeah, well, my response is it's President Trump's decision, and he can make that when he's good and ready to do it. But I want to remind everybody that it is the Biden administration that owes this country an explanation, not President Trump. It was the Biden administration that took an egregious step to violate constitutional rights of a president of the United States and invade his personal residence.
This is why she's a whore, and she really didn't go to law school. It's not the Biden's administration to explain to America why you raided a former president. It's evidence. The warrant. What qualified for the warrant? What was just right? He didn't. Nobody invaded Trump's constitutional rights, this puck. See, this is when you know that she's either, I really don't believe she's a lawyer, because lawyers would not answer this way. It's the Biden administration who's smearing him. Lawyers don't do this. And nobody invaded Trump's constitutional rights. It was a warrant. A warrant can happen to us, to any American citizen. If there's enough evidence that you are breaking the law, you have to get a warrant to come into a person's home. It's not invading our to criminals, yes. Only criminals get warrants out. These are all criminals. Not your everyday American is walking around worried about the FBI coming into their homes with a warrant. Only criminals do. And guess what? She would be right if they didn't find anything, but they did. They were right. He had documents. So they were justified. This wasn't a Democratic thing. It wasn't a Republican thing. This was a criminal thing. The douchebag had documents. The cowardly coward, douchebag had documents in his basement. Nobody said he didn't. They found the evidence. So you can say Democrats all you want to, and you can try to put a fuzzy little thing, and you can try, every time you talk, I smell balls, because you probably suck some balls just to get your degree. I doubt if you're even a lawyer. Your president is not even talking to your stupid ass. I don't even know why you're even on TV. And this is the kind of people that represent Donald Trump. Because you know why? Majority of the lawyers, the good lawyers, are not representing Trump. Trump does not pay them. They will tell you. So he gets somebody fresh out of law school, or this one fresh from sucking somebody's dick, to be your lawyer. She's a dick sucker. That's it. This is embarrassing to have somebody like that. Talk about that. There is more. I thought it was over. There is more. Oh, my God. Let's listen to her talk. Oh, my God.
And now they want to try to shirk that responsibility by just saying, well, why doesn't he release it? No. They owe us an explanation, and they can't get out of it that quickly, and I'm sure.
They don't owe you an explanation, bitch. It was a warrant. I don't even have to go to law school, and I understand that. You understand that, too. They don't owe you an explanation when you get a warrant, when the federal government and the judge says, you know what, you have enough evidence that there may be something there that I'm going to give you a warrant to search the premises. Nobody owes nobody no explanation. This is how the judicial system works. Does a cop ever apologize for shooting a black man in the head when he was running away and say that, hey, you know, my life was threatened? Nobody apologized for that. The black guy's laying there with a bullet in his head, and the cop says, you know what, I was justified. I was scared. They don't apologize for that shit. They get out. They get a little, cops get a little leave. They get a little vacation. They come back. Shut up. Trump is a criminal, and if you can't admit, see, it's getting fuzzy here. It all results in the same thing. If they didn't find anything, you're right. I don't care what they say. They found it. They found shit. The thing that was on the lawyer thing, the papers, the warrant, everything that was on there, they found. He did it. He's a criminal, folks. Why would Donald Trump have nuclear? Then you have to ask yourself, who was he trying to sell this to? His good friend Putin or his lover Kim Jong-un? Remember, he was the one who admitted that they're sending love letters to. I mean, he stormed the Capitol. He tried to stop the certification. He took documents that did not belong from the White House. Some were classified, some were not classified, and there was an argument that Trump declassified them. Well, you can't because you're not the president anymore, dumb fuck. Biden could classify them again. Now, Biden was a prick. Now, Biden got some old balls, and I know they're wobbly and they're wrinkled and everything, but he got some big-ass wrinkly balls that the senior citizen balls have, you know what he does. He got some big balls. Now, if I was Biden, I would have classified all those things classified, get Trump's little cowardly ass in jail. He's not the president anymore, and he cannot classify or unclassify. Even if he was the president and he classifies shit, a new president can unclassify it or classify it. So shut up. Shut the fuck up. Wake up. I don't care what you said. I don't care what you say about the Klan. I don't care if you said this is an outrage. I don't care this. The outrage is that the shit was there. You can say all you want to. The shit was there. He stole the shit, and they found the shit. That's it. End of story. None of this, well, the Democrats want to smear him. I don't give a fuck. He stole the shit. Done. Done. Why did the Democrats do it? It doesn't make any difference. Stole the shit. Shit was stolen. Done. They found it. Done. Well, I think they owe us an explanation. No, they don't. The explanation is that he stole the shit. Very simple. He stole the shit. He took shit that did not belong to him. That's it. And they found it. That's it. If they didn't find it, you're in the right. But you're in the wrong now. They found the shit. He stole the shit. He stole it on purpose. This is what kind of person he is. Wake up, dumb fucks. He stole. You're going out with Al Capone. No, Donald Trump's not Al Capone. Donald Trump is more like Bonnie Clyde. He's a little fucker. This wrinkly-ass fucker who lives in Mar-a-Lago and his own family, the headline right here, they're thinking his own family is turning his old ass in because that classified stuff was down in the basement, unprotected, believe it or not. But I'm really confused about one news story. First, I'm hearing Donald Trump in real time saying, oh, my God, they're going into my safe like he's there. And we found out that he wasn't there. Unless he was on the phone to somebody when they were there. Because he acted like he was there giving us real-time, blow-by-blow thing on what was happening there. And he wasn't even there. Because Trump, like I said, he can't resist the limelight. This guy can't resist it. Even if it's bad shit, Trump loves it. As long as his name is spelled right, as long as he's there, even if it's bad shit, this guy loves it. There's no such thing as bad publicity. Let me tell you a story, and I'll go back to this. Sad story. I got to tell you a story because I have time, and it deals with Donald Trump. Maybe I could give you a story that maybe you can understand. True story. That's right. True story. Not making this up. Hang in there because it has something to do with Trump, but it deals with everyday life. Everyday life. True story. See, I have this friend. Yes, I do. True story. She's a female. She's been taking care of this man for 25 years. They have a daughter who's 14 years old. She's been doing everything. Again, he doesn't work. He does the housework, whatever. Maybe you can call him a house husband at this time for 25 years. This guy was not happy. So, true story, I swear to God, not even exaggerating. Well, he comes, all of a sudden, we see him happy because the guy hardly ever happy. So he's really happy. We're outside. I used to be a smoker at the time. I'm no longer a smoker. So he comes to us and he says, I am so happy. I go, why are you happy? I am leaving. I go, you're leaving. So he's leaving his family. He has a 14-year-old daughter. I have never seen somebody so happy before in my life. I mean, this guy was ecstatic. I asked him why I was leaving. He says he just can't take it anymore. He can't take being taken care of. He can't even take the daughter. You know, and it was funny because two nights before, I had a talk with this woman. She's an idiot. And she was bragging about her daughter. And she was bragging. She said she hates the holidays. And I said, why do you hate the holidays? She hates the holidays because they fight at the holidays. I go, what do you mean? She goes, they literally, her daughter, who was 14, and him, the father, they would literally fight over food, meaning that mommy made this. This is not yours. And he would give orders as a father, give me the bowl and go to bed. And she would say no and everything. And then the mother would jump in and chastise the father, and both of those two will go after the father, and he couldn't do anything because she ran the household. He got tired of this shit. You can see where I'm going with this. So one day, I've never seen him so happy. So he gave her a two-week notice, just like a job. And he told her, gave her some bullshit, like, I need to find myself. She goes, really? She's hurt. But she goes, who am I to stop you to find your dream? Do you need any money to do that? He goes, sure. So he loaded up his car, and he left. She's crying, boohooing, going, she still refer. This is all true. Give me a minute. So as he's driving up the country, she's crying. She's upset, saying, he will come back to me. He will come back to me. And we're all thinking, he's not coming back to you, you bitch. You're a crazy-ass bitch. And then 3 weeks later, she was shocked. She comes to us. She goes, he changed his name. I go, what? Well, apparently he was an entertainer, and he had his name as his entertaining name. That's the name that she took. So when they got married, the last name was his entertainment name. Okay? She goes by that. The kid goes by that last name. Well, 2 weeks into his trip, he changed his name back to his regular name. She was shocked. I go, oh, you're shocked. Because now their name does not match her husband's name because he changed it back. He has completely wiped out his family to the point where he even changed his name. Who does this? His name is not even connected to those two. That's how far and how angry this motherfucker was. So she's still thinking, you know, the trip is there. Oh, he's here, and he's here, and I talk to him, but I don't mention where he is, and he doesn't tell me where he is and everything. And we said in 3 months we'll talk about, are we going to be together? Meanwhile, and this is the last of the story. So now he ended at the destination. He moved from California. He had this raggedy-ass car, and he landed his destination. He ended up in New York City. That's right, New York City. We're all shocked, right? But meanwhile, it took him like 5-6 days. And meanwhile, she doesn't want us to pity her. So she's going, oh, look at my husband and all this kind of stuff. And she goes, I go, what about your last memory? Well, the last memory is that she wanted to be with her husband because he was leaving. But he decided that he went to kid along. And then he got her drunk at the restaurant and made a fool of herself. And then they took pictures. And she goes, I don't want to take pictures of me being drunk. This is the last thing you'll see of me. And he took stupid pictures of her. She doesn't understand that payback's a bitch and left her ass. Now, this is what he did. So now he's in New York, and he says, oh, I'm finally made it. She goes, what are you going to do? Because she's waiting for him to get a place. She thought she was going to get a place, and he's going to send for her, and they're going to be a happy family. No, he ended up in New York with some roommates under a lease. That's what he did. Now, how awful that is. How awful. And I'll tell you how awful. Most men do not go to a point where you change your name from your kid's name, meaning your kid doesn't have the same last name you do. Just changed your name at all. Has no connection with them whatsoever. That is some vindictive bullshit right there. I don't care what you say. Now, if you go to her, to this day, you will hear two things out of her. Oh, my husband? Well, I don't know if you can really call your husband because he actually changed his name. You're no longer even part of him. But okay, and you didn't get your divorce. Okay, he's living with some people in New York. Okay, he signed the lease. Okay, he left you and your daughter. Okay, if you want to refer to the man as your husband, okay, if that makes you feel better. But to this day, you will go to her and she will say, my husband. In her head, she will say, we're still married. As long as nobody filed for a divorce or anything, we're still married. Technically, you're right. He already checked out. Remember, he changed the name, everything. Left her daughter, everything. If you go to her, he's the sweetest man in the world. That's how she remembers. She remembers him being a hubby. She remembers him being a great guy. She doesn't even talk badly about him. She's still thinking maybe he'll come back. And then she's thinking maybe he won't, but I don't want to make any waves. That's my point. And that's this obsession you have with Donald Trump. Because maybe some people are humiliated to know that I like the dude. You know what I mean? I'm embarrassed that I voted for the guy. I'm humiliated. I'm this and this and this. And he's not a good guy. I know he's not a good guy. We have people coming in the studio saying, I like a fighter. Well, he's no good as a fighter if he just fights for himself. I mean, a mouse is a fighter for if they have to save his life, but that mouse is not good for you. It makes no sense. So you can bark. So the last thing I'm going to say about this is you can do this diversion that Donald Trump has. We've seen the movie. We've seen it before. It's old, and only old people do it, and nobody gives a fuck. The bottom line is the warrant had the things on it, and guess what? He had it there. He stole it. He stole it right there. So now you guys, now the Republicans go, well, let's see the warrant. It doesn't really matter. If it's stolen property, it's stolen property. End of story. It doesn't matter how the property got there. It doesn't matter this. It doesn't matter that, how long it was there. It doesn't matter when you searched the place. Did you look at anything else? The man had stolen classified documents from the United States of America. He stole from America. He stole from the American citizens. He stole from the United States of America. He stole from USA. This is what he did. So what other shit that you guys are thinking in your head is wrong. It's there. And why would he have nuclear weapon documents there? See, you guys, that should worry you. Why would any outgoing president have nuclear weapon documents there? And why did, about 4 months ago, when the White House contacted him and says, you know what, you promised to send us some of the boxes that was taken accidentally, and you never returned them, and he lied. And he says, well, I'll return these amount of boxes. But he didn't return the other boxes he hid, which had the nuclear documents against the United States of America. This is what this man did. So when you say he hasn't been treated like another president has not been treated like this before, because we never had a thief and a con artist and a failed reality TV star as a president, and you guys did it as a dare. You didn't like Donald Trump. The only reason Donald Trump became president is because you hated Hillary so much. He was a dare. He was a joke. That's why you guys gave him as a president, but you're giving him too much credibility. The bottom line is the man is a thief. And I don't care what anything else says about, well, that's unfair, or this is unconstitutional, you're doing it to a president. Nobody steals from America. No other president steals and takes the shit home. Nobody does that. This is why he's the first. He stole from the USA. He stole from the American citizens. He stole from us. Secrets, documents he took from the White House. We own that White House. In fact, I'll go a little further. Slaves built that White House. And my great-great-great-great-great-great Uncle Willie. Uncle Willie had a bad back, but he built that White House. I remember him going to work way back in the day, 1776. That was Willie. We built that White House. Slaves built that White House so you white people could live in it. God bless Willie. Donald Trump stole from the American people. Bottom line, the documents were there. Somebody told on his little sorry ass because he gave back some boxes, but he didn't give back everything until somebody says, what's this shit doing in the basement that says classified, that says nuclear? That's it. You stole from the White House. You stole from the people. It wasn't bad enough that you tried to burn it down with a bunch of people who just went to third grade. It wasn't bad enough that you tried to shut down the certified for Biden, which you could not do. So you decided to steal some shit and sell some shit. We all know. We're thinking about it. Donald Trump's in debt. This is a con artist and a thief, and there's no honor with this dude. And you, I told you the story about the friend. No matter what he left her, blah, 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 he did this. And she would say he's still a good guy. Your faith in this guy who's a nothing. It's like a janitor. He was a important guy. Guess what? He got fired. He lives at this. It's nothing. He has no power. Then he has the nerve to say, I'm going to run for president in 24 and I'm going to win. And for what? He's a thief and a criminal. God bless America. My home, sweet home. That's right. from the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, white with God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her. You know what I'm talking about. I know another version. So no matter what you Trump supporters come in and say, I like Trump, I'm saying you are a douchebag and an asshole. I don't care who you are, because you're supporting a criminal. Don't tell me, why did they get a warrant? It doesn't matter. They found the shit. Well, how come we not hearing about the warrants? None of your fucking business. This is how the judicial system, they found the shit. Well, this is not right. Doesn't matter. They found the shit. The shit was stolen. They found it stolen. That means that warrant was justified because somebody told on his ass. Somebody told on his ass. And then he tries to hire a mouthpiece lawyer. And when we say mouthpiece lawyers, we know where her mouth been on what piece. You know what I'm trying to say? Because listen to her talk more. Here she is.
President Trump is going to make his decision, and I know that he bases his decision on what he believes is best for the country and what will bring us together and unite us.
He would make a decision what he believes would be best for the country. He doesn't work for the government anymore. And to unite us, this is a lawyer speaking. You really think this is a lawyer? This is how a lawyer talks? Really, guys? He's going to make a decision. You are a lawyer. You're supposed to advise him about the law. And she's talking about Donald Trump is going to make a decision if he's going to let people know that was in a warrant. That's what she's talking about. And then he's going to make a decision that's good for the country and that's going to unite us. That does not sound like a lawyer. A lawyer advises her client to shut the fuck up. It sounds like a cult leader. Hey, you know what? Drink the Donald Trump punch. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sell that in the store. The Donald Trump punch. Yeah, it's better than the other punch. I mean, what's the other guy? Jim Jones punch? That's weak compared to Donald Trump punch. Donald Trump punch will make you, it'll fuck you up and then you die. But it won't make you die right away. It'll make you cause some criminal behavior that you will suffer and your family will suffer and you will die in disgrace. Donald Trump punch. There you go. Drink the punch. You're going to love it. Drink the Donald Trump punch. Donald Trump punch. The Donald Trump punch. Gulpy, 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 gulpy. They're going to, yeah, and I'll get a big mascot like, hey, Kool-Aid. It'll be like, hey, die, hey, Trump punch. And he's going to have the hair like Donald Trump and a pitcher. It'll run out in there and it'll fall on his face. And then after that, it'll pour all over you. And then it'll still shit. She drank the Donald Trump punch because it does not sound like a lawyer. A lawyer advises you. He's going to unite us, and he's going to be the savior, and he's going to show us the way. Well, he won't after his indictment, so we're going to have to wait a little bit. Remember those people waiting for JFK to rise and Donald Trump to rise or something like that in Texas? Remember those people? And half of them lost their jobs. I can't wait for these assholes, man. I really can't wait for the uprising. I can't wait. I got rocks ready. I'm going to be on my roof. I got a chair up there. I can't wait. I can't wait for these motherfuckers to say this is war. I can't wait to see them shot down in the street. I can't wait for that to happen. I'm waiting for that. Yes, I want you guys to do some civil arrest so they could civil arrest you or shoot you. Because, you know, cops are running out of black people, so they have to shoot someone, right? You got to get that shooting finger ready to go, right? Let's get the Trump supporters. Let's start shooting some white people. Get a little carried away. And here's Donald Trump's lawyer. Now, listen to the lawyer. This is supposed to be his lawyer. Is this lawyer talk to you?
A resident. And now they want to try to shirk that responsibility by just saying, well, why doesn't he release it? No. They owe us an explanation, and they can't get out of it that quickly. And I'm sure President Trump is going to make his decision, and I know that he bases his decision on what he believes is best for the country and what will bring us together and unite us, and I'm sure that that is the driving factor for his decision.
Christina, the scuttlebutt, because it always changes. Yesterday it was that Merrick Garland knew nothing about the raid. That was hilarious. And then today they sent him out to say, trust us, and everyone's being mean. And now it's
there's a Secret Service agent, perhaps that's the one that saw this nuclear or whatever material, and he or she is the one that's helping establish that probable cause for the warrant. Tonight, what can you tell us about the Secret Service detail that was assigned to President Trump and concern that may have been what got this going?
Yeah. I don't believe that for a second. I think the Secret Service has a lot of professionalism, and I don't believe for a moment that the problem with this is on President Trump or anyone in his circle. I think it's a story that the leftist media wants to try to paint the picture that somehow there's division within the Trump camp. There's not. And to the extent that they think there's an informant or some other type of division that is causing this, I'll believe it when I see it. I'll reserve that judgment. But I think this squarely falls on the shoulders of the Biden administration, and I want to see what they got because I don't think they have enough for their actions.
Well, they're certainly changing their story quite a bit in like a 72-hour period. Christina, when they were in Mar-a-Lago, I know the layout of Mar-a-Lago. I've been to Mar-a-Lago. Did they focus their search in the president's private quarters? It's a big club. I mean, there's a lot of space there. Or did they go all over the entire club? Because that's a lot of rooms and it's a lot of, a lot of ground to cover.
Right.
And they had 30 agents or so, I know.
Right. So they told me that they were specifically looking at three areas. They were looking at the presidential office. They were looking at the residence, the private family residence, and then the storage unit that we've heard so much about, on the bottom floor. So those, I believe the search was contained to those three areas. That's what I've been told. I have no reason to believe that they went anywhere else. But because I didn't accompany them, I can't say for certain, but I don't think they went anywhere else.
I want to play a moment, Christina, from the Attorney General today. Watch.
Let this sweet mineral melt in your mouth to rebuild your gums and teeth while you sleep, and say goodbye to the dentist forever.
The department does not take such a decision lightly. Where possible, it is standard practice to seek less intrusive means as an alternative to a search and to narrowly scope any search that is undertaken.
Christina, is there any reason then, legally, why he can't tell us why a search became necessary?
Right. That's a really nice soundbite, and I think that's how they're campaigning, and that's how they're running the administration, because we were cooperating with them. We met with them. I was there when they came in June, and President Trump himself met with them briefly and said hello and said, anything you need, and he pointed to the attorneys there and said, anything they need, make sure they do it, and we had been cooperating to the fullest extent, and from that meeting in June, the next thing I heard was on Monday where they said, you got to get down to Mar-a-Lago. They're raiding the place, and I thought, well, that's odd because we had just said, if you need anything else, let us know. So I don't believe his statement. It sounds really nice, and it's a good principle that we should live by, but they don't.
Now, much was made about the safe, the safe cracker and so forth. But do we know, was there anything in the safe? Was it much ado about nothing with the safe? Did anyone even know how to open the safe? What do we know about it?
Well, I love this story because I actually couldn't accompany them, and so I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
I couldn't see what they were opening. So we know about the story because of the CCTV, and the cameras were on, and so those in New York watching were aware. So I have to take their word for it. I know the president put the story out, so I have no reason to believe it didn't happen, but I wasn't able to witness it because I was pretty much relegated to the parking lot.
So when you were speaking with the FBI agents and the agents at the time, were they cordial? Were they, you can get a sense that someone's kind of embarrassed that they have to do something, or it's just like, thank you, move aside.
Well,
like,
right.
Give us some flavor.
Initially, it started out a little heated. I was upset, and they were not excited to see me. So we had a little bit of an incident initially, just me wanting access to the warrant. They didn't believe they needed to even show me the warrant. So we thought about that, not for very long, maybe a minute, no more than two. And I did have an opportunity to see it. They didn't give it to me. And then after we kind of worked through that, it was a long day. So, there's no point in keeping it heated for too long. So only for a couple minutes, there was a little bit of tension, and then it calmed down for the most part, and everything was fine. They wouldn't allow me inside anywhere, so I had to stand out in the heat for I don't know, 8 to 8 hours or so, maybe 9 hours. And so eventually they were kind and offered me water because I was out there. But I would have appreciated the opportunity to wait in air conditioning.
Yeah. Did they give you the inventory list before they left or while they were doing the raid that they don't want to call a raid?
Right, the raid. We do have the inventory list, as you can expect. It's not particularly helpful. So, yes, I kind of have the inventory list. They gave me the official receipt, but
you're gonna give it to us tonight,
really,
Christina. We're happy to talk about it tonight for the next 40 minutes on the show. Yeah. Well,
I would love to,
Christina. We really appreciate your joining us. You're a young lawyer, and you were put in a one of the most historic and I think egregious abuses of federal authority that I've seen in my legal career. A long, long time, but we really appreciate your joining us tonight and answering some of these questions.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch...
There you go. And if you don't believe me, here's...
New details emerging after the FBI stormed the private home of former President Donald Trump. The raid reportedly over an investigation into classified documents.
Right.
A source says agents looked at every single office safe and grabbed documents and boxes. And they were not being judicial.
So we do show both sides. This is just Janine, Fox News, her take.
This is about what they took. We are also learning that Trump's team voluntarily turned over 15 boxes to the government way back in January. And the former president's lawyers had a meeting with investigators in June over the issue. But they still decided to raid his place anyway. Trump coming out swinging over what happened, saying, quote, it's a prosecutorial misconduct. The weaponization of the justice system and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024. Republicans warning the DOJ and AG Garland they better be ready to explain themselves or face the consequences.
What was on the warrant? What were you really doing? What were you looking for? Why not talk to President Trump and have him give the information you're after?
We now find that justice in America is not equal. It's determined upon whether you want to go after a political person or not. And you go after your political foes, I think that's wrong.
The FBI, when it comes to Trump, has lost their way. This unending desire to destroy Trump and his family is frustrating.
And the White House doesn't want to talk about it.
Is this administration weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI against political opponents?
Peter, the president believes in the rule of law. The president believes in the independence of the Department of Justice.
That's a yes or no.
It's a yes or a no for you. I'm answering the question. You may not like it, but I'm answering the question. And I'm telling you that we are not going to comment on a criminal investigation.
Judge, when I was reading that and came up on that part about classified documents, I heard you utter a two-syllable word that began with B and ended with T. Care to explain how you feel about this?
I did not utter those words. You know what are those words? Harold, my friend to the left.
I'm going to accuse of everything and no one wants to take accountability.
All right, let me tell you what I think. What happened to Donald Trump last night was a continuing example of the left's attempt for the last 7 years to take this man down. That search warrant and the subsequent execution of that warrant was nothing more than a subterfuge, a fishing expedition to get whatever they can against this man, because in 7 years they have not been able to get anything against him. We've got a politicized Justice Department, a politicized FBI. All I have to tell you is we've got a Department of Justice and an FBI that is...
First of all, Judge Janine is lying. It was not a search expedition. Of course, she's drinking so much, she's drunk right now, that she doesn't even know where she is. But let's look at her husband and all the things that he did and the criminality he did. And remember, Donald Trump pardoned his ass. Another criminal. I guess criminals hang together, but this drunken lush, Janine, ask her. I don't know why they're still calling her Judge Janine. She's not a judge no more. She was barred. I think she was barred. In fact, let me see if she was barred. Interesting, because I cannot believe this lush, this drunkard. Judge Janine. I wonder if she was barred. Judge Jeanine Pirro? Judge Jeanine Pirro, known simply as Judge Pirro since the premiere of his second season. Second season of what? An American arbitration-based reality court show? I don't remember when that was. Okay, she had her, what is it, like People's Court or something? But what about her husband? Wait a minute. I think, was she barred? Let me just get to the point here. I could have sworn she was barred. Somebody, A-N-I-E, Judge Jeanine pardoned by Trump? What? Wasn't her, was it? Trump, oh, let's look at this way. Okay, let's look at Jeanine's ex-husband. Trump issued the last second pardon to Fox News host Jeanine Pirro's tax cheat ex-husband, Al. President Donald Trump issued a last-minute full pardon to Al Pirro Jr., the ex-husband of one of Trump's most loyal media supporters, Fox News host Jeanine Pirro. Al Pirro previously served a prison term for tax evasion. The pardon announced less than 45 minutes before Joe Biden was sworn in office. Trump also pardoned former campaign chief Steve Bannon, Elliot Brody, rapper Lil Wayne. What? He pardoned rapper Lil Wayne? Really? Wasn't Lil Wayne up? What was he up for? Was he up for murder or something? I guess the criminals always hang around criminals, man. I know that, but I want to know if she lost her law license, because I got a feeling she did. Let me see. Maybe I'm wrong here. I could have sworn. Judge Jeanine, lawlessness in America is different. I wanted to... I see her net worth. Her net worth is $14 million. That's her net worth. I guess she still has her license. I thought, could have sworn she lost it. Anyway, her husband's a criminal. She's a criminal, too. But she's wrong. It was an efficient expedition because it has the warrant. It has what's on the warrant is what they were looking for. So, again, and it doesn't really matter. If they had a warrant and they look at the place and there was nothing there, no criminal activity. Again, whatever was on that warrant, they found some shit. Trump did not send all the boxes back. It doesn't matter what they say. He still stole it. Like you can't blame it on a warrant. Well, they shouldn't have been there, or this and this and this, and it's a leftist thing. No, the criminal stole. It still doesn't take away that you stole this shit from the White House. It doesn't take it away that you're a criminal. It doesn't. I don't care what you said. It still doesn't take away that you took shit from the White House, and you're a criminal. But here's Judge Jeanine. Because I don't give the other side enough chances.
Is willing to stick the FBI on parents as domestic terrorists. We now have the IRS about to sick 87,000 IRS agents against the rest of us. This is classic overreach. But let me tell you about Donald Trump. You get a search warrant on presidential records. Are you kidding me? Classified records that he could unilaterally declassify when he was president. He could say he declassified them, and you come in, I was a judge. If you came to me and you said you wanted a search warrant, my first question is, why do you want a search warrant? Why not a subpoena? And if I had all the facts, I would know that this president had been working with them and had already given them 15 boxes that the media kept saying they were retrieved. But you know what? The National Association of Records Archives, National Archives Records Administration, wrote a letter saying, we obtained the cooperation of Trump representatives to locate records not transferred to the National Archives. They admitted when they kept saying, the media kept saying, oh, Trump didn't want to give him the records. Trump said, hey, look, I'm working with you. They gave him a letter saying, yeah, he was cooperating
right.
with
yeah.
us. So now what they want to do is the FBI that lied to the FISA judges, the FBI that had an affidavit for a warrant that contained a lie by Christopher Steele, who hated Donald Trump, a dossier that was false. They get these judges to sign the warrants. This is the same FBI, the same DOJ that comes out and doesn't prosecute any wrongdoing. They want to prosecute Donald Trump for what? For an administrative error?
Well, that's the thing. So,
assuming it's an error, and I'm not willing to admit it.
Well, the thing is, I mean, what the judge is hitting on is what you had Andy McCarthy on your show to talk about, perhaps the motive. It has nothing to do with the documents at all, but they're trying to pressure the DOJ to find evidence linking some kind of criminal activity on January 6th to Donald Trump.
Yeah, so think about the pressure on Merrick Garland, right? He's being accused essentially by people on the left of not being tough enough, of not pushing a prosecution here. They've got a grand jury that is underway right now that's looking at potential role in incitement of insurrection and the stopping of a certification of the Electoral College. So that's going on over here on this side, right? And then you have this raid that is ostensibly about this issue of preserving presidential records. But Andy McCarthy came on today and wrote a really good piece today that's in the New York Post that you can read, where he basically said, look, they're casting a wide net, exactly what Janine is saying. They're looking to fish through all of these documents and see if they can find anything that can help them in this larger picture of what they're working on with this grand jury, because they're under a lot of pressure to come up with something to get him not to run again in 2024. But, you know, one of the thing that kept striking me last night as I was watching the videos of these flashing lights outside the house, right? And I spoke to a former federal prosecutor this morning who said, you know, that the demonstration of people and cars and flashing lights in front of the house, they didn't need to go in there with that kind of force and that kind of drama and theater. If they didn't get this right, this will be the biggest boondoggle in law enforcement history. It will do nothing but inspire this former president to run again and probably fire up his supporters in a way. Let me think about it. Think about the way Roger Stone was brought in. Think about Peter Navarro. Think about all of the history here. Think about, you know, my mind goes back to James Comey going in the early stages while they were in the transition with Michael Flynn and saying, and you know what he said? You know, just send some guys over there. They're not really with it yet. They don't really know how this works. What is that? Send some agents over and see what you can get out of Michael Flynn before they really figure out how this all works. It goes all the way back to this story. So they better have it. They better have it nailed down airtight, or it's going to blow up in their faces.
But you do point out there is a pattern to this. So it normally you should be able to trust the FBI, but not in the last 10 years. It's kind of over. But then you look at the fact that Trump is like an energy monster. Mm-hmm. They're just feeding him. This is going to make him run. This is going to, like... Do you think that they've caused the opposite reaction?
I've never seen the base more energized. I've never seen the base more angry. I'm angry. I feel violated. The whole country feels violated. It's disgusting. They've declared war on us, and now it's game on. Imagine you're Eric Trump and you're at Mar-a-Lago. That's your home. Your mother has just died 2 weeks ago, and they're sending FBI agents with weapons into your house, violating your privacy like that. It's unbelievable. Over the Presidential Records Act, Greg... That's like a librarian sending armed agents into your house. The Presidential Records Act, first of all, we can't even trust that this warrant wasn't corrupt. I mean, they cooked up a fake warrant last time when they spied on the Trump campaign. They doctored evidence. They forged documents to get it. How do we know they're not planting evidence right now? They planted evidence with Crooked and the CIA and the FBI already. And you can't trust this judge. They said, oh, well, a judge must have signed off on it. The judge is an Obama donor. The judge defended Jeffrey Epstein's team. You can't trust this guy. So they go in. They'll probably do a fishing expedition. God knows what they're going to find or plant or fake. But it's also trying to freeze the Trump base. You know, you're going to vote for this guy. You know, he could be indicted soon. Telling the Republican donors, hey, don't donate to this guy. Republican corporate guys, don't donate to this guy. He's toxic. You don't want to go near him. That's what's going on. It's intimidation. It's bullying. Look at this thing he did. He was cooperating. So he's about almost 9 months of cooperation. He's already handed over about 15 boxes. As Janine said, she's right. He could have declassified this before he left the White House. So they get in, they bring teams in already. They're showing them where his stuff is. They're showing them where they keep it. The team says, all right, keep it secure, keep it locked up. Trump's lawyers were. Trump even stopped in and swung by and said, hello. Next thing you know, they send 30 men with a safe cracker. What the hell are they doing? And they told the Trump lawyers, don't look at what we're doing. Don't record what they're doing. That's not by the book.
No. Nope.
And if you look at what Hillary's done, I mean, she's acid washed 30,000 emails under subpoena. Hillary's own lawyers smashed iPhones with hammers. And Comey comes out and he says, yes, they had over 100 classified documents in her possession in Chappaqua. And yes, they did break the law, but no prosecutor would ever touch it. And then Sandy Bergler goes into the National Archives and sets all kinds of classified documents down his pants. They didn't raid his home. Two CIA directors had classified information on their home computers. Their homes weren't raided, and FBI directors...
It doesn't matter. Their homes were raided, and they were not raided. This is the mentality of your GOP trying to cover up for a criminal. I was telling you this story. That woman to this day would say she has a great husband who's living in New York, and she has no idea where he lives. She has no idea about his address. He's a great man who changed his name. They don't even have the same name. He has a 14-year-old daughter who has a different name because he changed it. But he talked to her. He's a great man. It doesn't matter who they didn't raid and who they didn't raid the house. And again, don't miss the point. There are millions of search warrants filed. And there's a lot of them that says, you know what, we didn't find anything. Sorry, sir. We didn't. This was a tip that came in from Mar-a-Lago, by the way. It wasn't that the Democrats all of a sudden made it up. Don't get confused. The Democrats did not, the left did not make this up. There was nobody on the left. Pelosi didn't disguise her voice going, this is Pelosi. This is an anonymous caller. Donald Trump has some classified documents in the basement. This is not Pelosi at all. I just sound like Pelosi. Yeah, I'm leaving now. No, it didn't happen that way. Your own people did this. The GOP did this. Your people stormed the Capitol. Your people got shot. When I say your people, I'm talking to GOP. That asshole got shot today. Member of DOP. Your people turned Donald Trump in. Your people went to, and I'm saying your people mean GOP, your people went to the July 6th committee. Your people told us about what Donald Trump did when they were working in his administration. You guys are telling us this, your own people. So you got that little few who's still with the minion thinking that this guy has power. This guy got no juice. The only juice that this guy has is the poo-poo juice that's in his diaper. That's the only juice he has. Left. It got nothing. So you're willing to give up your career, give up everything, your life, everything, your kids, whatever, to follow. He's no different than the guy next door. He has no juice. Does he know some people in White House? Yes. So what? They will now, you just wait in 24. They will be gone. These old farts will be gone. Somebody said something about to me, what was it, the New World? What was it? It was something. Okay, keep thinking. Was the New World coming? It was something. Things are changing now and changing fast. It's like Hitler. Hitler's own people started to try to kill him. Donald Trump's people are getting scared because now we got a DOJ, Department of Justice person, with balls. Sure, they're wrinkled and they drag to the floor and they like somebody like badass knuckles. But there's some balls in there, man. And he's prosecuting. And he will. And everybody's running scared and they're ratting on him. Now, I'm going to go to the next story. But I promised you who I thought ratted on him. And I guarantee you, if you really think about it, I guarantee you I'm right. I'm fucking right, man. Because you have to think about it, but you know I'm fucking right. And some of you are going to be shocked. Some of you are not going to be shocked because you already know the answer. You already know the answer. We'll be right back after this, and I'll tell you who it is, and then we'll talk about that last guy, and we're out of here. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. And guess what? I'm not politically correct. Fuck you.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due, I know. Watch my dad.
Here's the argument of Donald Trump's kids. Here's the arguments of Donald Trump's kids. I don't know if you're going to buy it or not, because I don't buy it. I don't buy it. Where is it at? God, there's so much news on Donald Trump. I'm so sick of Trump. Okay, here it is. Michael Cohen says he would not be surprised if the FBI informant was one of Trump's kids or Jared Kushner, who is also a father, is also a criminal. You don't want to know. If you don't want to know about Jared Kushner's father, Google it. I'm tired of these criminals. Look at this picture. It looks like a bunch of rejects. Cohen suspects a possible informant in the FBI Mar-a-Lago raid is in Trump's inner circle. I would not be surprised to find out if Jared, one of his children, or one of the children, Cohen said. Who else would know about the existence of a safe and the specific contents kept inside, he said. Donald Trump's ex-personal attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen, suspects that possible informant involved in the FBI raid on the former president, Mar-a-Lago's estate in Florida, is one of his own kids or his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. It's definitely a member of the Inner Circle, Cohen said on The Insider on Thursday, adding that he would not be surprised to find out if Jared or one of his children, who else would know about the existence of a safe and the specific contents kept inside, Cohen said. A representative for Trump did not immediately respond to the insider's request for the comment on Thursday. The FBI on Monday executed a search warrant at Trump's home in Palm Beach, Florida. Trump has accused the feds of prosecutional misconduct. Trust me. Prosecutorial. It's a word. Look it up. Bastards. Bastards. Trick me up with one of your big words. I'm on to you. I'm on to you. Anyway, that's what it is. That's what he believes. I don't happen to believe that. I don't think so. No, I don't believe that. It doesn't make sense to me. But he did ask the question, who else would know? Well, there's also one person who will know that you're not thinking of, Melania. I think it's Melania. And I want you to really think about this for a minute. Melania does not want to be first lady again. She absolutely hates it. She couldn't wait to get out. She made a statement before. She was not pleased with being the first lady. Hell, she had red bloody Christmas trees for help. I mean, how much is a mental illness do you have to have? It has red bloody Christmas trees on the holidays. Like, get me out. She does not want to be the first lady anymore. She does not want to go through this. She does not want to put Barron through this. Again, you're not hearing anything about her. Donald Trump doesn't care. Hell, he doesn't even, his own vice president doesn't want to be president under him anymore. So can you vote for a guy who does not have the first lady? Because I really believe that Lonnie is going to divorce him if he even thinks about running. This is why he's not going to run. Because if you remember last time in 2016 when he first got inaugurated, the second thing he said, the second day he was running for president in 2020. He was running for president. You remember that? We're already at almost midterms, and he's him and humming, he might be bullshit. Donald Trump, the old Donald Trump, ran for president 2 days after he was inaugurated in 2016. The guy's not running. But anyway, I'm just trying to tell you, if I had to guess who the informant is, it would be Melania. She wants nothing to do with this bullshit. There's some bullshit right there. Remember when I talked to you guys later regarding bullshit? Thank you, sweetheart. When there's a controversy, you yell bullshit. Bullshit is controversy. Remember I tell you how it works? It's like anybody could tell you, come up to you and say, hey, you know what? It's going to be a hot day. Well, there's some bullshit right there. What? I just said it's going to be a hot day. Well, no, it's not just a hot day. It's climate control day. Meaning that the earth is rotating and the axis of this and the ozone is falling and everything. It's not just a hot day. I'll tell you why it's a hot day. It's climate. It's something with the climate environment. It's not just a hot day. That's some bullshit somebody told you. Okay, so you can put bullshit to anything. Bullshit is controversy. You could just say like this, hey, I've been happily married for 24 years. Is it your best friend? Oh, really? Yes, me and my husband never fight. There's some bullshit right there. Right there, you're telling me some bullshit because I heard you guys fighting. I heard him leaving. In fact, you're so happy, you're right. Because I guess I shouldn't tell you that he was in back banging this bitch in my garage when my husband had this little thing, a business meeting. Your husband was banging some bitch. And you didn't even notice. So there's some bullshit that you think you're happy. There you go. So, yeah. Melania wants nothing to do. Nobody's talking about Melania. She wants nothing to do with this bullshit. She doesn't want Barron has anything to do with this bullshit either. She's tired of this bullshit. She didn't even go to his 75th birthday. When he had his 75th birthday, she wasn't even there. And you know what Donald Trump said to the press? Oh, she had other appointments. She had other appointments? Dude. You're 75 and you're crazy and you're a douchebag. She doesn't even want to come and blow the candle and say happy birthday. No, she's too busy. She didn't even say happy birthday to this dickwad, to this douchebag. And you really think that she's going to come back into the fray and be the first lady again? Fuck you guys. You must be some crazy ass. See, this is where your brain don't work. No, she doesn't want any part of this. Donald Trump is trolling you. And then he had the nerve. Donald Trump had the nerve to do a donation off of the FBI raid. Yeah, there's a donation there. You guys are on his thing. You know what I'm talking about. As soon as the FBI left and raided his place, Donald Trump had a donation card all set for you guys to donate $45 or more. Now, remember, Donald Trump is saying that he's a billionaire, that he's on Forbes list, but he has to beg you guys to pay for his attorney fees because of the raid. Are you fucking kidding me? This is how stupid you guys are. You know, I love the Donald Trump. You know, for this today only, the Donald Trump supporter, I got a bridge. That the bridge goes to hell. But you know, normally the bridge costs like $85. To Donald Trump supporters, guess what? I'll give it to you for a cupcake donation. And you can take that bridge to hell, and you'll be happy. Because you guys are idiots, and I hate idiots, and I hope you uprise so I can pull a bullet in your head. I'm rooting for the uprising. I got a lot of bullets. So if you're looking for whiny, so when you go on Fox News and you hear, why did Biden do this, or Biden's responsible, good. Biden did what he should have done, law and order. The dude, doesn't matter why they did it. The fact of the matter is they found the shit that they've been looking for that was stolen. What kind of person that was steal from the American people? He didn't just steal from the White House. We represent the White House. We are the White House. We just don't live in it. But it's the United States of America. They work for us, and we could fire them with a vote. The motherfucker stole from the American people. He stole from the USA. That's what he did. He took nuclear documents. He took other documents. That's from you, the people who voted and trusted the motherfucker and asshole. And he turned the White House into a bank. He's laughing at you, mocking you. How stupid are you? Oh, by the way, that you are that stupid? Hey, guess what? I got a donation button on my website. Right now, for just today, today is Thursday, I got stupid ass day. I want all you stupid asses, go on my website, and I want you to donate as much as you can to a good cause. Because you're stupid. But your money is still good. Please, stupid asses, please donate today. I need it. I need it more than Donald Trump. Hell, if you donate to me, hey, I'll break into a White House with some real white people in it. So don't be a stupid ass and a dumb fuck. Unbelievable. We'll be right back for this dumb fuck. This guy who believed in Donald Trump so bad that he was willing to go to an FBI office and try to shoot somebody in the FBI. And, you know, we talked about mass murderers and we talked about rapists and everything. We talk about rapists and we talk about mass murderers and we talk about pedophile. Donald Trump's worse than any of them. How can you, with good conscience, knowing that somebody just gave up their whole entire life for you and your lies, and he's arrested right now? Did they arrest him or shoot him? I think they shot his ass dead. Yay for that. And some mothers without a son, some fathers without a son, maybe some kids without a father, and he died for you and your lies and your cause, and you don't even, how do you sleep at night when you don't even give a fuck? Right now you're raising a donation of this poor bastard. Hey, he died as a patriot. Give me money. At least owe his family a call. You don't care about this, and Donald Trump doesn't care about you. Again, dumb fuck day. Go to my website. Donate to me, you dumb fucks. I need it. I need it more than Donald Trump. And I will think of you as patriots. That's it. I'm a good man. And I'll be right back with the last story. If you'd like to call, the number is 319-527-6099.
another girl. But I don't sweat it, cause it's just pathetic to let it get me involved in that he said, she said crowd. I know that ain't nobody perfect. I give props to those who deserve it, and believe me, y'all, he's worth it. So here's to the future, cause we got through the past. I finally found somebody that can make me laugh. You so crazy, I think I wanna have your baby.
Eastern Standard Time is when it came in. So it came in a couple hours ago. They were complaining about could they have planned shit. You know, the Republicans are going nuts. What was in the Warren? Why didn't they have it? Blah, blah, blah. This explains it. So Donald Trump on the left saying Donald Trump will never let people see it because they know he's guilty. The GOP is saying he will say it, say what's in the warrant, be transparent. And the left is saying Donald Trump does not want to do it, does not want to do it. Well, apparently, here it goes. The FBI sees multiple sets of documents marked top secret from the former president Donald Trump resort home. It was marked top secret in a resort home of Mar-a-Lago, according to the search warrant seen by NBC News. NBC News has seen it. The warrant directed agents to seize all documents, fruits of crime, and other items illegally possessed in violation of the laws related to handling of government documents. The agent took boxes of items, binders of photos, one handwritten note, and the executive grant of clemency for GOP operative Roger Stone, according to the warrant. The FBI sees multiple sets of documents marked top secret from former President Donald Trump resort home in Mar-a-Lago when agents raided it Monday, according to the search warrant seen by NBC News. The warrant directed agents to seize all physical documents and records constituting evidence, contraband, fruits of crime, or other items illegally possessed in violation of three laws related to handling of government documents. 11 sets of classified documents were among the material seized in the raids. 11 classified sets of documents were among the material seized in the raid, according to a list of what was taken included in the warrant. One group of files were marked various classified TSSCI documents, which includes an abbreviation for top secret, sensitive, compartmented information. The others were four sets of top-secret documents, three groups of
secret documents and 3 sets of confidential documents. Why would you want to take these things from the White House? Why would an ex-president take these things from the American people? Why would you steal from the American people and take these documents? Who were you trying to sell them to? Why? Wow. The others were 4 sets of top secret documents, 3 groups of secret documents, 3 sets of confidential documents. The agents took at least 20 boxes of items along with binders of photos, 1 handwritten note, again, and the executive grants clemency for Roger Stone. Okay, we already got that. Trump and his attorneys have argued that the president declassification of the materials, and here's where it goes. Others also took information about the president of France, was also on a list of items removed from Mar-a-Lago. Why would you need information about the president of France? Now, there's been a secret thing going on with Trump's whore wife. What was her name? The first whore? What was her name? His wife. The one that did the porn, the boobie, the lesbian thing. Forgot her name. Huh. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, you do. Melania. Trump and his attorneys have argued that the president declassified the materials before the end of his one term in office. Trump, who has criticized the Justice Department since he first revealed the raid Monday morning, has argued that his team had been cooperating with the authorities. A spokesperson for Trump did not immediately respond to CBS request for comment. Not his lawyer, but a spokesperson for Trump. The FBI was looking for nuclear documents in Trump's home, among other items, the Washington Post reported Thursday, citing people familiar with the investigation. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced Thursday that the Justice Department would file a motion in court to make their search warrant public in light of the substantial public interest in this matter. Garland also noted that he had personally approved the warrant and condemned the wave of attack on the FBI and the DOJ that followed Trump's announcement about the raid. You push, you want to test a hand, there you go, Trump. People are not cowards. They're not backing down to you. You bite, don't bite the hand. Don't you make us big slap you. I'll pimp slap you, you bitch. That's what Garland did. He bitch slapped you. He slapped you like a bitch. And you cried like one. You tested him. You thought he was going to back down. You mocked him. And he bitch slapped you like you would not believe. Knock that little, that fake hair off your head. You bald son of a bitch. Reporting on the search warrant and related materials came less than 2 hours before 3 p.m. as a deadline for the DOJ to inform the U.S. magistrate, Judge Bruce Reinhardt, whether Trump's lawyer would oppose the agency motion to close the warrant. I wonder if he is. Reporting on the search warrant and related materials came less than 2 hours before a 3 p.m. Eastern Standard deadline for the DOJ to inform us. Magistrate Jess, blah, blah, blah. Trump, in an apparent defense, the allegations against him claim on social media that former President Barack Obama kept 33 million pages of documents, much of them classified after leaving office. That's his defense? Well, you know, Your Honor, the black dude that was before, and that's always the case, right? You know the nigga that was before me, Doc? I mean, Your Honor? He took 33. We knew he was sketchy when he came into the house. He took some other shit, too. So don't just blame me for being a criminal. What about the black dude that was before me? Nigga took 33 documents. Y'all didn't say shit. So why not I go to this criminal behavior? Why are you getting on my case? He stole, too. Even though I had command of a Barr, who was the DOJ defense, the justice at the time, and I had the command of the council and everybody. I could have got Obama. The DOJ was in my back pocket, for Christ. Barr was right there. But now you're going to cry, well, how come he stole it? You didn't do anything, so I'm going to steal too. This is what we do. That's your defense? That Barack Obama stole 33 documents and y'all didn't say shit? Let's blame it on the black guy? Pathetic. That's pathetic. Trump in apparent defense. That's his defense. Let's blame it on the black guy. Trump in an apparent defense against the allegations against him claimed on social media that former President Barack Obama kept 33 million pages of documents, much of them classified after leaving office. Okay, that's Trump. Now let's hear the facts. Let's see what really happened here. Trump will say that because he's a troll, and he's a coward, and he's a sissy, and he doesn't read. He just hears things, and most of them is bullshit. So here's the real facts. The National Archives and Record Administration appeared to push back on his claims, explaining that those pages of records were unclassified and moved to a facility in Chicago where they are maintained exclusively by the NARA. That's right. You don't mess with the NARA, buddy. That's it. I have no idea what the NARA is. Uh-oh. Obama has no control over where and how the NARA stores the presidential records of the administration. That's what the NARA said. Obama had no choice. They're not at Obama's home, dude. They're not in Obama's home. They're not in his daughter's bedroom, dude. You got to get your facts straight, dude. You're going to try to shift it to a nigga. Now you're trying to shift it to a black guy. You're going to be in a lot of trouble, dude. Blame it on a black guy that he took 33 documents. He didn't even take 33 documents. It wasn't even him. It was the NARA, and I don't even know what NARA is. For all I know, it stands for Niggers Association Right for America. That's all I know. Oh, but they're good people. But Trump repeated the claim in a subsequent statement, which also asserted that the Mar-a-Lago records were all declassified. It doesn't matter, dude. You still took shit that don't belong to you. Like these women you rape, you took their pussies. You even mentioned that, hey, they're pussies, man. What did you say? They throw things at you in Hollywood? Is something about their pussies? God, I even forgot what you even said about their pussies. And that they had to lead a protest for women saying, keep your hands off our pussies. You're the only dude that women got so pissed off that they went to the street and told you to keep your hands off their pussy. Trump, they don't need to seize anything. Read the statement sent by Trump's office. They could have had it anytime they wanted to. That's not the point, Trump. You took some shit that doesn't belong to you. It's not like they didn't need to seize anything. They could have had it anytime. Yeah, you could have it. Why did you remove it in the first place? Why are you stealing shit? That's like saying you're busted and the police come in your house and they see the stolen property going, I don't know why they broke in the house and broke my door. I mean, there's the stuff right there. I mean, they could have had it anytime they want to. This is the reasoning of a douchebag that committed a crime. Blame it on the black guy. Blame it on the rain. Oh, don't get me started. No, somebody stop me. I can't do that. Oh, you know what happens? No. 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 You got to blame it on the... Yeah, why don't we just blame it on the rain? Why don't we go Milli Vanilli on your stupid ass? Because that's what Donald Trump is doing. He's going Milli Vanilli on you. Blame it on the black guy. Well, just blame it on the rain. Blame it on Barack Obama. Your Melania bitch is the one that got you. Yeah.
Millie and Vanilli. These are the top-rated musical artists of the world, everybody. Oh, yeah. They're a couple of black people. Donald Trump wants you to blame it on the black guy. Let's just blame it on the rain.
You said you didn't need her.
He's coming in hot. He's coming in hot. And he's really pissed off. But I don't know what's going on with him. He said he has some information that Trump is innocent. I don't know what's going on there. See what he has to say. There he is. All right. Now, Stanley was calm. Don't rile my Stanley up. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I can't get him. Hold on. Wait a minute. Oops. Okay, hang in there, Stanley. Wait. Just hang in there. Wait a minute. Don't move. I think I just checked you. I checked out. Hold on. Hold on. I think I'm back. Stanley, are you there? Stanley.
I'm here.
All
yes.
right. I got 17 minutes. What's going on?
It's nothing special. It's about 11 bosses and everything about classified information that they could have gone to get. And it's just this. It's about classified information that you put in a special place that even they asked the people to put there. And it's nothing special. CNN obtained Mar-a-Lago search warrants about 11 classified information and everything, boxes and everything. We don't know what was classified, if it was nuclear weapon, if it wasn't. We don't have that information. We cannot get that information. We need the affidavits to get that information. The warrant just tells you we need those boxes. But it's nothing special except that. We don't know the emergency. Even then, they're shocked. They're like, this is it? This is nothing.
Well, Stanley, wait a minute. You said two different things. Let me just ask you to be clear, okay? You said that they have no idea that it is classified or it has nuclear documents.
They have no idea what's the document. There's 11 boxes they went through.
Okay.
And it goes by level of security. And it's saying 11
right.
boxes, and it has classified things. But we don't know what it is. It could be 11 set of classified documents, including top secret.
Right.
But we don't know what it is.
We don't know what it is,
there's
right?
No information.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
we just
how
know
can
it's
you,
classified
how can,
document.
I understand. But, Stanley, you see, your argument is not in void, and I'll tell you why. He still stole it from the White House.
He didn't steal it. No, he didn't steal it.
He didn't steal it?
He has the right as the president. No, he didn't steal it. As the president, he said he has the right to have classified. Even Obama has classified information.
No, he does not.
Yes, they all do.
Stanley, please
yeah.
Google it. Stanley, he was
it.
Not
I
the
president.
Stanley,
it.
Listen to me. Stanley, you got to listen to me. He was not the president of the United States. The former presidents cannot take documents and secret documents home with them out of the White House. It belongs to the USA citizens. It belongs to the White House. It has to be looked through. You can't just take it. Donald Trump,
in fact, Stanley, they did release it.
Stanley, they did release it because I just said it. I just said it. Because what was in the warrant,
I'm at CNN. They're exactly telling it right now. It's 11 box classified document. I have it right in front of me. I see.
He tried to blame it on Barack. He mentioned that Barack had 35 documents that he took from the White House, and they didn't say shit.
Well,
let me clear. I just read it. But Barack didn't take it.
He did. I don't know about that.
Trump is saying.
We would have to search Obama. I know Clinton took some documents during the time of Bill Clinton Bill Clinton went in and basically took a lot of shit in the White House during the time of Bill Clinton. We're gonna go there. We gotta go through the whole thing. See, let's
what
look
did
at
Bill
all the
Clinton,
president
but,
before.
No, but for you to make that accusation, you can't just say Bill Clinton took shit. You got to tell me exactly what did Bill Clinton take from the White House.
When Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton went in, they started taking everything there was in the White House, and they were never blamed for anything. Just do a research of Bill Clinton departure of the White House, and you'll have the whole shit going on what I went through. You're Brian. You're a smart person. Do a research. Do it like anybody. See, I'm gonna be completely middle. I'm gonna do a research on Bill Clinton. What happened with his departure? Obama. What happened with his departure? And Trump. What happened to his departure? And you'll get all kind of documents, and then you make a conclusion.
Stanley. Here's number one. He took the shit that did not belong to him. They asked him to return it in June. He returned some boxes. We're talking Trump. But he did not return these boxes. Somebody in there, you agree with me?
He returned some boxes. And then if you see there's more document than you say, you go get a subpoena to say, we need more document, and you do that. You do not do a raid. You go get a subpoena.
Stanley, he took documents that did not belong to him. That's why he's in trouble.
He's the president of the United States. If you have a problem with what he did, He collaborated. He didn't hide and say, I'm not letting you
He
in.
Was not the president of the United States. See, that's where you're getting confused. When he
yes.
left the White
he
House,
was
he was not the president
right, right.
of the
he
United
was,
States.
I agree.
Joe Biden
was
certified as a U.S.
Brian.
President.
Brian,
just an old fart living homeless,
with you.
Getting
he
into
was
a retirement
not, he was
home
not the
in Florida.
Brian,
he was not
agree.
The president, my friend.
Brian,
no, he
I
was
agree
not.
He was not the president. Okay, but Brian, he is an ex-president. You do not do that
well,
with
sure
an ex-president.
Well, sure, he's an
ex-president.
That's why you had to
Brian,
get the fuck
Brian,
out of there.
You
and
do
they
not,
back, and they
Brian,
him.
Brian, you do not do that with an ex-president. Period.
And
if you have a problem,
that
any president, you do not do that, Brian. Brian, very simple. Let me make it very
yes.
simple. Put your thing up.
Yes.
Put your feeling aside. As an ex-president, you do not do that,
aside.
Period.
Like Donald Trump
said. Brian, listen. Listen, very simply. As an ex-president, you do not do that, period. As a justice person, an ex-president has a special case. Let me just finish. Brian, let me finish. Okay. As an ex-president, it's very simple. As an ex-president, it's a special case. You do not do anything. You do not do the same way as a normal person, period. As an ex-president, you treated it completely different, period. That's why ex-president has never had this. I'm sorry. It has never happened, period, because they do special dealing behind the side that we will never find out. That's how it is done. Oh, I have a problem with the document, Obama. Let's go get this. Let's go get this. Let's go get that way. Let's get it stupid. You will never find out about it because under there they basically say, shh, we're going to do this, get this information. Can you give us this? You do not raid an ex-president, period. If they had a
Cindy
problem,
is so
like
disappointed
say,
in you.
Let me just finish 2 points.
Cindy
if you have
is
a
so
problem, and I even listened to a lawyer. I listened to a lawyer who said it. If you have a
what
problem,
lawyer
say,
did you
Mr.
Donald
President,
Trump's lawyer
you didn't
who
give
you
us.
No idea what's going
I'm
on.
Going to your example. I'm going to your example. Let me finish.
Okay.
Let's say you're saying basically that you didn't give us all the documents, like you just said. You give us. You
right.
were supposed to give us 23 boxes. You gave us just 10.
Right.
No, you were supposed to give us 21 boxes. You just give us 10. There's 11 boxes
right.
missing. As a lawyer,
right.
I'm listening to lawyers and say, you go get another subpoena to the judge, and you say, Mr. Judge, we're missing the 11 box. You could get a subpoena. You go back to the lawyers of the president and say, we're missing those subpoenas. You do not
right.
pay the president.
Right.
That's what you do.
Right. Okay,
that's
here's where you went
they
wrong.
Have to do.
I
agree 100%. I agree 100%.
Okay, let me tell you where you went
11
wrong.
Box
you can't just go there and going, oh, and I got to go get another one. It was already in the subpoena,
yes,
or it was already
subpoena.
In the warrant.
You could get,
but they
you
were,
could get
no,
a
you
subpoena.
You
got
to listen to me, Sammy. I listen to you. They
go
didn't
ahead.
Need to come. It was already listed in the warrant what they were going to get. They knew what they were going
no,
to get,
it
and
it
was there.
In
somebody
the
informed.
It wasn't in the
somebody
warrant.
Informed. Sammy, you got to go from the beginning. Somebody informed the FBI. It's already noted. Somebody told on Trump. That the boxes were still here, and Trump did not give you every box. They called the FBI. The FBI had enough evidence that they went to a federal judge and said that they got a report, anonymous report, that Donald Trump has confiscating these documents from the White House. They got the warrant. It was listed on the warrant what they were going to go after. And as soon as they went to Mar-a-Lago, guess what? They found it. That's it, Sammy.
Yeah. No, that is Brian. That is not it, Brian. That is not it. You do
not.
That is not it, Brian. That is not it. That is not it, Brian. That is not it.
That is
no, Brian. That is not it. They raided a president's place. That's different. That is not it. You do not raid a president's place.
Whatever that was on the warrant.
You do not, Brian. Do you understand this law? Why, Brian?
Do
you understand this law? You know, I'm not
yes,
saying,
I
I'm telling you
law.
The law. You do not. I'm telling you the law that every president knows. You do not raid a next president's place, period. You do not do that, period.
You do if he committed a crime, which
no,
Donald
you do not
Trump
do that.
Did.
Even if, he commit, even if he committed a crime,
you
do not
even
raid
a
next president's
crime. Are
you
saying
not
you're
raid
saying even if he
a next
a crime,
president's
you should not raid him?
Period. You do not, Brian, you do not raid a next president's place. That's why Obama didn't raid the President Bush place, because he didn't want to. And Bush did do some crime. Sorry, you do not do that, Brian. Period. Because he opens a president.
Danny, we're not talking about Obama.
Do you want to listen why?
Yeah,
you do not do that. Because if you do that, you open a precedent. And if you open a precedent, Republicans are going to do the same thing to Biden.
Let him do it. We're not afraid of it. Let me tell you something, Stanley. If there's a Democrat in the office that is doing some bad things like Trump is doing, get his ass out of there. Put his ass in jail. I'm for that. I'm for this shit. If there's somebody who's a president in our office and they're doing some
crime
against America,
I agree.
I don't care if they're Democrat. I don't care if they're Republican.
You're an honest person. You're an honest person. So do not be surprised in 2 months or in 3 months when
I don't care.
Republican takes power. When Republicans take power, and I call you back in the show, I know you don't care. I know you're an honest person. When
Stanley, if there's
power,
a Democrat that's doing bad things and breaking the law, I say fry his ass, too. I don't care. I'm not
okay.
one of these
and that, that's
or
you,
die
Brian.
Party
that
people.
Is you. And then you're going to get, basically, nobody's going to trust anybody, Brian. You're basically breaking the country
Stanley.
Apart.
Apparently, they don't.
You're
Trump
breaking the country. You don't care. You, like you say, you don't care. You're breaking the country apart,
care.
Brian.
I don't
that's
care.
That's what you want.
If
you're not
going
to get a
crime,
country anymore.
I hope they go to prison.
And Brian,
I don't
that is
care
a president.
The
you do not do
Republican.
This. That, why, Brian, why do you think, Brian, very simple, why do you think that we never fought against ex-president who's done bad shit? We never did that.
We have.
Come
well,
on, Brian.
It's called Nixon. He has done bad shit. And,
yes, but we
who else?
And
Jefferson.
Bush did bad shit, and
you
we didn't do
Thomas
anything.
Jefferson
Bush
did
bad shit.
A lot of these presidents
shit,
did bad
and we never
shit.
Went against.
But Bush, you know what? Let me tell you, Stanley. It's like saying there's a lot of people who drive drunk last night, but the police only caught 5. And that's like saying, well, that's not fair because they caught these people, and I saw Leroy and Willie driving drunk. And they didn't get caught, and therefore they should be in prison too. Life is not fair, Stanley. You catch who you catch, and I don't know.
But Brian,
I don't
Brian,
know.
I agree with what you're saying, but that's not. That's why we had a president. That's why there was a secret thing that you would never open that door. You would never open
the
that door.
Presidents
period.
Are not kings. They're not sacred. They're buffoons and idiots and morons
it
and criminals.
It has nothing
they're
to do with president as not
they're
king,
politicians
right?
That
you
do
not
our
open that door because
our
when you open
that's who they are. There's
Brian,
scum.
You do not open that door because if you open that door, and I appreciate you being honest, do not be surprised. Republicans are going to do the same thing to Biden, and then you're going to have
good.
A election.
Let them do the same thing
okay.
to Biden.
Okay.
We need this. You know, Stanley, let me tell you something, and I'm going to give you something. You're right. You're right on one thing about this hush-hush backdoor. You don't do this. This little sudden, it's like the cops with the blue rule and the politician with their own little secret. We don't do this. We don't turn on each other. We don't do this bullshit. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Trump has opened up a lot of newness. He did a lot of new things. You said this. You said it yourself. He fought. He'll do this. He's talkative. He opened up a lot of things that were new. And these people, these GOPs were afraid of Trump because Trump will come out after them and throw some shit. And these old politicians saying, we don't do this to each other. We don't put this stuff in the newspapers. We don't go after each other. We're Republicans. Remember that? Well, Trump changed the rules. He changed the rules, Stanley. And you're right, because he's a fighter, he changed the rules. So I'm saying to you, yes, Stanley, if they find some shit on Biden that's going against the American people, that's going against whatever we believe in, lock his old ass up. It's time for – if Trump started this new thing about – transparency and looking at these politicians and seeing what they're doing, guess what? Yay, Trump. I'm for it. And we should all be for it because we're tired of this bullshit, this corruption that's going on behind our back. So, yes, I'm for it.
And
they should lock Biden's dog up. No,
I like
Major.
You, Brian, you
Major is a cruel-ass
and
dog.
That's why I told
now,
you to have the number
wait
one
minute.
Show.
Major some people at the White House. And that, you know what? I'm defending Major. That's a cruel-ass dog. Maybe those people deserve to be bit. You go, Major. That's all I have to say. Go ahead, Stanley.
And that's why you should have the number one show, because what you're saying, a lot of people are saying that, but you're
right.
The first one who believed that. And I truly believe that. I truly believe that if
right.
you, if there's proof that basically Biden did a lot of stupid shit, you will be the first one not defending and say, hey, bring it
down. Right.
I know you would.
Am right.
I know you would.
I mean, if this is going to be a thing where you're going to open up and say, okay, we're going to hold everybody responsible. We never did this before. And if this is what Trump did, guess what? This is one of the best things he ever did. Things never stay the same. And if we're going to open up this transparency bullshit and hold people accountable, guess what? It's a good thing, not a bad thing. And if Trump brought this up and he changed everything for us to do it, this is one of the best things Trump ever did. Because these guys, these motherfuckers, I don't care who they are, need to be held accountable. And if there's some presidents that got away with some bullshit.
There's going to be a lot of people that fight with you, Brian. There's a lot of people who doesn't want to feel accountable. They're president of the United States. The president of the United States. There's the House of the – Nancy Pelosi doesn't want you to go over her shit. Oh, we're going to go over your shit. How come you made $20 million, Nancy? You're not supposed to make $20 million. Oh, you traded the
– I say open them all up.
The price of the stock.
I say get rid of them all. Get rid of
them.
I'm not a fan of Pelosi's.
You think
I think Pelosi's
Pelosi
been there 20 years too long.
Brian, the detective person, say, Nancy Pelosi, show me your books. You think she
right.
wants you to see this?
I would investigate her.
There's going to be a lot
I'm
of people
saying,
doesn't
I'm
want you
this
to
is
see
a,
shit. A lot
this
of people,
is, this is
a lot
new...
of politicians doesn't want you to see shit. A lot of politicians.
Right. They don't. You know, if you've been a politician for so many years, you got shit that you have done. We all know that. We all accept it. The reason we want them there, not because they're good guys, is because they serve our interests. And what Trump's there is not because he's a great guy. It's because he serves our interests. And maybe your interest is I want you to fight, and maybe your interest is an oil well, whatever. They're not there because they're great guys. They're there because they serve our interests, whether it's abortion or not abortion. You may not, even the church, you may not like that Trump's been divorced, or you may not like Trump used the misquotes the Bible. But guess what? The clergy loves Trump because Trump is anti-abortion, and that's what they're going for. He's not the best in the world, but he serves our interests. That's what it's about. And if we could blow the lid on and open to these people and get more transparency, I don't care what they find on Hillary Clinton. I'm not going to bed with Hillary. I don't give a shit what they find out about Obama. But if there's some shit that we should know that you have done to our country, guess what? I think we should talk about it, get it out. And if it's a crime, you should be – I like to see you guys in handcuffs. I am not a ride or do or die for my party. I am sick and tired of this secretly bullshit that's hurting America, hurting people, including police. I'm sick and tired of this cover-up that's hurting people. We got this – Stanley, we got this one guy. I don't know if you heard about it. Did you hear about this FBI shooter who was for Trump?
Yep.
And he went to the FBI.
And who went in and tried to kill – yeah,
how
I saw
sad
I heard
is that?
It
how
yeah.
sad
yeah.
is that? This guy is dead. Because he believed that Trump, it's time to have war because the FBI raided Trump. His whole life is dead.
No, because
he was a son of somebody. He was he was a father of someone too. But he actually believed.
Yeah, because.
No, it's not right, Stanley. There's no because.
It's not right, Brian. And I agree, 100. But did you see the survey of people who have confidence with the FBI and everything? The FBI has, I think, 20% confidence. Not even. It's very.
Well, Trump did that with Comey. But the FBI should be looked at, Stanley. You got 20% and the CIA and also the Secret Service. These motherfuckers been protected too long, and they should be looked at. You know what I mean?
The American people doesn't have confidence to the establishment. If the American people doesn't have confidence in the establishment, you got a big problem, Brian. If people don't say I don't believe, I don't agree, I don't trust the FBI, I don't trust the CIA, I don't trust the Secret Service, I don't trust the Supreme Court, I don't trust the Senate, I don't trust the President, you got a problem. You got a big problem.
Well, I'll tell you what, Stanley, you can ask anybody, the average person, today it could be a good experiment. Do they trust any politician? Because all those fall in a political gate, what you just said, FBI, CIA, Secret Service, for the government, you know, for protection, and it's kind of political. It's not supposed to be, but it's all political. There's all under the your political banner. Do you trust any politician? Or just take a poll. Just say, are politicians honest? And I guarantee you, majority of them will say no. That's it. We don't trust them,
Stanley. Yeah, the majority will say no. But, Brian,
yeah,
I agree. The majority.
But the only reason
yeah,
we vote for them is because of our interest.
Don't you think that's a big problem?
No.
Don't you think that's a big problem?
Because I'll tell you why.
If American people doesn't trust the establishment,
right.
There's a big problem. That means the FBI can't do their work because the FBI needs the help of the citizen. When it comes to citizens. Let's say a terrorist is doing something and the citizens say, I don't trust the FBI. The citizen will never call the FBI and say, maybe I have somebody who's doing something terrorist.
Well,
you need
know,
to have the confidence
you
of your
know,
citizen.
You know, it goes back to, it's sad to say, but Obama killed a lot of innocent people with the drone attacks. I mean, a lot of innocent people in Afghanistan, in other places. I mean, it's sad how many people he killed under drone, under his watch. Obama. I'm talking Obama watch, okay? And a lot of these people were innocent people. And these innocent people have nephews and nieces and cousins and uncles and kids and sons and daughters that we just killed the last person with a drone, with a knife. He was on a porch. We shot a drone at him, and it was a missile. The missile was not even explosive. It opened up, and it was little knives, and they carved him up. How gruesome is that? This is what we do. The country was built on deceit. We took land from other people. We do this. We do this. We try to be the best we can. We vote for politicians that serves our own interests, not because they're great guys, not because they're lovely and they look lovely in person and they talk so beautiful. We don't care. They could cheat on their wives. They can get blowjobs from interns. They can fuck somebody in a Lincoln bedroom. They have orgies. We can go with the Kennedys who fucked Marilyn Monroe, and they traded her off between the two brothers with Robert and John, and they traded her off. How disgusting is that? We don't vote for politicians because we trust them, Stanley. We vote for politicians because they serve our interests. They are our assassins. They are our people that we put there for our own interests. And they have to be dirty to do it because basically we bought them. The Democratic Party will buy their people with the money. They would ask for a donation that we support them. We buy them. They ask for, they're millionaires and they're billionaires, but yet they will ask for donations for help with their campaign. Right there tells you what kind of people we're dealing with. So we're not dealing with good people, Stanley, and we're not asking them to be good people. We're just asking them to protect our interests or to serve our interests. That's what we do. That's America. They may not be good people. We don't give a fuck. Good people are bored. Good people are going to fuck us up. They need to serve our interests for us to vote for them. That's who we put in office, my friend. That's it. I know you have high morals.
That's the reason I went to your show. And that's why the reason the first time I called in your show and everything was because of the Obama. And that's the day that I knew, I found somebody who's honest. Because not a lot of people said what you said. I remember that was the first time I called in your show when I said I have a problem with Obama and the drone, and you didn't defend it. You said, no, that was wrong.
No. It was disgusting.
And a lot of people would have never done that. That's why I called your show back.
Well,
if you would have said,
Stanley,
I defend Obama, I would have never called you back. I would have never. Oh, here you go. Here's another one that's going to defend the Democrat no matter what.
No, I will not defend that. But thank you. I'm glad you stayed. I'm glad we became friends. But I just want you to know on a basic, before you put that beacon in the hill and that propaganda about Americans and America, sometimes when you go, you think about Americans, sometimes Americans. And we're at the point where we're American. I like to get back to we're American, but we're at American because we are lost at this point. At this point right now, this is a dark day for America because we're lost. We're divided. We can't trust nobody. The people we have in office, there's so many lies going out there, and it's divided. We are, right now,
and
America is lost.
I agree.
We are lost with NATO.
Yeah, we're
lost
dividing. And that's the reason I said, and I agree 100%, and that's the reason I said when you go basically going to raid a president of the United States, you have to think about it because right now we are more divided than everything, and it's and you don't want to open a precedent. That's the thing, Brian. If you're going
to
say I
you
agree,
do, but we go back to the talk. You do if he committed a crime. We cannot excuse him.
Yes, but
Stanley, I would be on your
right.
I would
every
be on your side if they didn't find anything.
I agree. But every president did commit a crime. That's why it was a thick for time. I'm not going to open my mouth. You're not going to open your mouth.
Even if you're right, it doesn't make – it's time for it to stop. Things have to move on and progress. And if unfortunately it did it on your guys' watch, but this has forever changed, and you're absolutely right. It won't stop here, kiddo, and you know it. But it's for
a
good thing.
I know.
It's for a good thing. Maybe you know,
a lot of people would not say it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be more divided, and every 4 years, there's going to be a president. They're going to say, let me look at the president before. Or the president before was a Democrat. Let me go through this shit and bring him in court, and he did this, that's bad. And then it's going to be a new president. It's going to be a Democrat.
That's what it takes.
He's going to look. Let me look at
the Republican. That's what it takes. I know. And it's going to be a waste of energy, but if that's what
it
takes, then that's what it takes for us to move forward and open it up. Because it's, this is a new day and time. It's new world order. We have changed. Trump has changed us, and you could admit that. The thing how we look at things now and how we govern things now and how we look at people, and it's all about personalities and presentation and misconcept, whatever, both parties. We'll get back to being, because we're going to get tired of this shit. I'm tired of this shit. I know you're tired of this shit. And we'll just let it play out for a little bit. Let it play out for a little bit. Let it play out for another 4 years, because then people are going to get tired of this shit. You know what I mean? But remember, your first goal is we vote for morons and we vote for criminals if they have our agenda in mind. That's what we vote for. You don't like abortion? Okay, I'll vote for you. I like abortion. You like abortion? I'll vote for you. You want to lower gas prices? Yes, but you're a bad person. But I can lower your gas prices. I'll vote for you. But I don't like you. I'll hold my nose. This is how we are. And I don't know what they have in Canada. I think it's a prime minister in Canada. I don't think they have a president. I think they have a prime minister, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't know what kind of politics they have in Canada. And I know that you have dual citizenship. You have dual citizenship. You're an American citizen, and you're also a citizen of Canada. You got dual citizenship.
Yes, they have a prime minister and everything.
Right.
Yeah, they have a prime
minister
and everything.
I think that's cool.
Well, you just have to have a father who's American, and you have to have a mom who's Canadian. Then you have dual citizenship.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, you got the best of both. And those are two great countries that you have DNA and linked with. And we're not perfect, Stan.
Yeah, I could... I'm just saying, that's why I love your show. I know you're very honest, but I'm telling you, a lot of people don't want this. You open the door of basically saying, what, you're going to prosecute me? I can't do hush hush with a person and say, look, man, I know I'm making $20 million. Let me tell you how to make $10 million. I know I'm a Democrat. They go to special coffee, those two. Democrat, Republican, and special coffee, and say, okay, let me trade shit, and let me do shit, and let's act like we do shit, and this and that, and everything. Shh, don't tell anybody. You're opening that door?
You know what? Maybe the door needs to be open, Stanley. Why? I'm going to ask you that question. Why is that door bad?
Because a lot of people doesn't want this shit. A lot of people just want to basically say a president is presidential. A president does not do wrong. A president is
every
the representation of the country.
And we know it.
I know, but we don't want to see that. We look at a president as a special person. Sorry, we do.
Well, maybe we shouldn't.
You know,
maybe.
We see as a president, that's why we panic and we go very mad when you basically are basically, you raided a president? If you would have said Donald Trump was a normal citizen, you would have not heard one shit from me. But just the fact that he's the president, that changed everything. A normal citizen, Donald Trump got raided. And he's not a president? I would have said, oh, okay, sorry.
See, but the thing about it is, kiddo, you hold the office really sacred. And I wish it was like that.
A lot of people
but
do,
a lot
Ryan.
Of presidents.
A lot of
not,
people,
just,
a lot I think
of
a lot of Americans do. A lot of Americans do, Brian, because that's
I
why a lot
so.
Of people vote.
I'm just disillusioned, and I'm hoping you're right. I'm hoping I'm one of the people who are just disillusioned because they've seen so much shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because if we do not see the White House as sacred, what's the whole point of voting? Why do people go year, month and month, door after door and everything, say you need to vote for Democrats or you need to vote for Republican? If no citizen was like you and said, you know what, it's not worth it, we don't see the White House, and nobody would go vote. Why am I going to waste my time, wait for a line, look at night at 3 o'clock in the morning, did my person win? Maybe he didn't, debate, this and that. Why would people do that?
Well, again, it serves their own interest.
Yeah, but why would citizens do that if they didn't see the White House as a high standard? If they saw the White House as it's a normal house, it's nothing special, there's nothing to do, you would see not even 5% of the population would be voting. Not even. 95% would be doing, I don't vote. Do you want that kind of population, Brian, with just 5% vote and the rest doesn't care?
No, because, it's funny how the universe sets itself. You got to have faith because, progress is a strange thing. Progress means change. And if you're at a certain age, we don't like change because change will, a certain group will kind of, a certain group will not benefit from it, from change, because change is not for everyone. And we don't like change. And here, somebody said this, America will never be destroyed from the outside. And I want to give you this. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. One more time. America will never be destroyed from the outside, meaning that no other country is going to destroy America. Iran, nobody. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. You know who said that? Abraham Lincoln said that. Abraham Lincoln said that.
And I agree 100%. America will not be destroyed by the outside. It will be destroyed by the inside. That's how America will be destroyed.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. And just by doing the raid, that's why you're asking me why you're so emotional with the president, because he's the president of the United States. If you would have said, like I said, if Donald Trump was a normal citizen and got raided in Mar-a-Lago, it wouldn't give me a peep. Oh, sorry, Donald Trump got raided. Oh man, I feel bad for him. Okay, next, let's go to the movie, Brian. Let's see something else. But just the fact he's the president of the United States, it goes president, and then I go to the to basically saying, we do not want to open that door. But you're honest enough and saying, Brian Stanley, if Biden did stupid shit, I want him to be prosecuted. I'm like, okay, I got to give it to you. Because if you open that door, Nancy Pelosi is going to be the first one to say, I don't want you to go to my shit. A lot of Republicans, I'm sure there's some shit they don't want you to know. Of course, they're politicians.
Yes, they are politicians.
They're politicians.
And they will lie to you.
A lot of shit they don't want us to know, Brian.
They will lie
to you. They're politicians.
Yeah,
you start a salary of $150,000, and then you come out a politician and you get $5 million. How the hell do you bring from $150,000 to $5 million? How the hell do you bring from
$150,000
every year to $5 million? Well, I became a politician. No, you didn't. Stop the crap. Stop the crap, man.
Well, you know what it is, Danny. You look for heroes. And that's honorable. Let me tell you what that means. That is beautiful. That's magic. But you also have to remember the hero that you're looking at or of is a human being, and God did not make us godlike. There's only one God. So your hero, and if you look at, and Penny, you're the first, I'm glad you're talking to me. If you look at every hero in Marvel, there is something seriously wrong with them. Name one hero that they're not mentally ill. Name one in Marvel that is not mentally ill.
Yes. Yeah, Batman has a problem. Batman has a problem. His parents got
dead. Batman,
Iron Man has a problem of ego. Hulk has a problem of being anger. Thor thinks he's above everybody, and he's like he's like egomaniac and everything. Thinks he's all that.
Egomaniac.
Of course, Superman too
every
nice
Marvel
and everything. Thing I'm nice and I gotta save the whole world, and the world depend on me, and I'm Superman. And I'm good.
Right.
Oh, you can go through the whole hero shit, you know?
But that's my point. The reason that everybody
Captain
can
America,
identify with them.
Represents
are,
freedom, liberty, and this to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Who's a person that believe in integrity back in the day when America would die for their country and comes back in 2000 and realize that this doesn't apply anymore in our country anymore as before. That's why Captain America is looked at as a hero, because back in the days, you would sacrifice your life for your country. In 2022, you think people are ready to sacrifice their life for their country? Hell no. I'll be the first to say no. Then here's a gun. Go to Iraq or Afghanistan and kill other people. I'm not going to do that shit. No fucking way.
But the moral is that we do look for heroes, but if you look at the heroes that are presented to us, they're flawed. And so maybe some people, including your friends, your best friends and everything, I know that we hold our people at high esteem to almost like hero worship, but remember they're human beings and that they are flawed and that some of them are mental illness, meaning the only one that you should hold is you, because you're the only one, and I'm telling you, I look at you and I think of a person who have high morals, and a person who has high self-esteem and everything, and I look at you. And that might be unfair because
you
are a human being. And you may date a girl and
it's mutual, Brian. Same thing with you. Same thing with you. That's why when that rape shit happened and my friend called me, I called you. I didn't call other people. I could have called anybody else. I have many friends in America.
Yeah.
But let me call Brian, because Brian is even more informed, knows the shit anymore. And I know you were making love to your beautiful wife, beautiful girlfriend. Sorry to disturb you when you're making love.
Yeah, but I still watch TV while I do it. I still watch CNN while I do it.
You know, but that Brian takes the phone and like, look at what? Trump got raided. Oh, like, wait, baby. I got to stop making love. The person, Stanley called me up to ask about the raid. Let me open the TV. Danny, I'll come back with the show tomorrow. I know I have the number one show in Blog Talk Radio. I'll do a show special tomorrow. You'll have the presence of Brian the Hammer Jackson tomorrow. Let me study the situation a little bit. I'm all left and right. See, that's, so I need another perspective, you know? Right now, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Democrats, you just opened the door. You lost the midterm because of this. If people are going to say, what made you lose the midterm? This made you lose the midterm, because Republicans are going to go driving because you did that shit. That was a bad mistake. Bad mistake. And if a Republican would have done the same thing to, let's say, President Obama, I would have been the first one to say, that was a bad mistake. Obama's going to win. Midterm?
If you
don't
want
do that
change,
shit in midterm.
If you want change, then you capitalize on another person's mistake. And like I said, one thing that Trump may have brought to us is a different way of looking at certain things.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is what Trump did, is he made us look at this and we went after him, and next thing we're going after the Democrats on the same thing, or we're going to impeach Biden and everything. If this is what Trump brought to the table, Then so be it, and this is what progress is. We got 8 minutes. We got 111 eyes here. 2 minutes, Stanley.
There was a conference press this morning by the House Republican. They're preparing themselves. This morning, look, go to YouTube, do a research, House Representative conference press of the House Representative about this. They said exactly, as soon as we get power, we're going against Biden. We want the Hunter laptop. We want this. We're going to bring FBI person. We're going to bring they already are ready, Brian. They're even telling you, prepare your shit. Give me
all
your documents you have on this.
Power has consequences.
As
Well, power has
November,
consequences.
November 12th, the next day after the Republic, the Democrat lost all the midterm, November 13th, Republicans are already ready. Here we go. We want FBI directors going to come in. The Democrats going to come in. Joe Biden's going to, I would not be surprised, going to be impeached. Would not be surprised. So, this is what you're going to get. And I want to go back to your show and say, told you, Brian.
I mean, you're right, Sammy. But again, power has consequences. And let it fall. 111, you're live on the air.
And then, and then Beautiful's going to come in and say, well, look at these tick for that. And I say, told you.
That's how she sounds.
Yeah, because she's right too. She doesn't want. I don't think American wants this for tat. They want. Oh, here we go again. Now we're going to impeach a Biden. Oh, here we go again. We're going to impeach a DeSantis. Oh, here
until
we go again.
Until we get tired of the bullshit. Until we,
you know,
get, you're
no,
right.
We impeach.
Until we get
well, we
tired of the
impeach
bullshit.
Twice Biden. Yeah, we're going to try to impeach twice Biden. And then Ron DeSantis, let's say he becomes president. We're going to try to impeach him three times. And then we're going to get another Democrat. We're going to try it four times. Then fifth time. Come on.
All right, Brian, let's get this straight here. You need me to get this straight, and you know it.
Hey, Sarge,
oh boy.
We got 6 minutes. Sarge, do you know Stanley?
I have not had the pleasure.
Ah, Stanley,
go ahead,
this is Sarge. Sarge Stanley, he believes what you believe in, both of you guys.
Yes. I that's nice to hear, but I know this much about this whole situation. I know that there's much that has to be established yet factually, and to a great extent, we are still in the dark about what the facts are. We haven't even seen the search warrant affidavit, which is the most important thing to establish the validity of these claims by the Department of Justice and the FBI. So I'm awaiting that to see it. But in the meantime, I can certainly speculate.
That is fair.
I can certainly speculate based upon the past history of the FBI with regard to Donald Trump and the deep state bureaucracy and apparatus and their operations against Donald Trump. And it is the most abysmal thing I have ever seen directed against any president of the United States in its history, including Abraham Lincoln and John Kennedy.
But let me ask you, we only got a
couple of minutes.
I mean,
it is egregious
the
things they have directed against this former president. I've never seen anything like it. Remember, I'm a historian, Brian. I've never seen anything remotely like this. Never.
But we never had.
I mean, let's just go through factually what we know. We know before the man even took office, they had lied to a FISA court about matters of fact involving the evidence they presented to the court in order to get a warrant to surveil the Trump campaign, and then later the Trump presidency was based upon perjured testimony, lies, and uncorroborated, unsubstantiated evidence, of which a FISA warrant has the highest and strictest levels of scrutiny to obtain such a warrant. Now, we know this. It's not even arguable. That's the first thing. Then after that, we had a director of the FBI go before Congress, and under oath, he said he leaked classified information to his buddy, who was a leftist professor, who he knew would leak the story to the New York Times, so they would circulate it out there in the media, which would provide further justification for more unwarranted spying on the Trump campaign. James Comey said this in the open under oath. Did anything happen to him?
I think Melania was the one who was the informant. She does not want to be the first lady.
All right, Brian. Okay, fine. Okay, I know. I'm sure you would.
But again,
that's just the beginning. That was within the first few months of his administration.
No, wait. Sorry, wait. We got 2 minutes. I got to give this to you. I mean, you got to help us out. Stanley, too. We'll find out about the warrant. You're right. We'll find out when they open it up, and we're going to find out later on this afternoon. But here's the other thing. What do you think about the FBI shooter who was killed for the reason of Trump was raided? What about this? The guy in Cincinnati.
Okay. Obviously, any deranged sociopath, psychopath, who takes a gun and shoots at law enforcement officers without justification or a just cause obviously has to be put down. So, I mean, as a matter of immediate concern, I think the response was correct, assuming the facts presented are as they, in fact, are. So you got to respond to the imminent deadly threat, no matter what the reason for the imminent deadly threat. Now, here's the question. Is he, in fact, a Trump supporter? Because, see, that's what they're hanging their hat on. We know Antifa and all these other outfits have doing a lot of stuff that they tried. Look at the situation with Ray Epps in the FBI in January 6th. Now, January 6th, we got Ray Epps on video seeing to importune the demonstrators to go into the Capitol building and people being suspicious of him, surrounding him and chanting at him, fed. Remember that? You saw that video,
yes.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
And the guy at other occasions on video repeatedly urging people to illegally enter the Capitol building. The man was on the FBI's most wanted list for a couple of weeks. Then all of a sudden he was removed from the FBI's most wanted list. He wasn't indicted. He wasn't charged. He wasn't a target of a grand jury. And we have to ask ourselves, why not? This FBI is rogue. It cannot be trusted. It needs to be broken up and restructured or abolished.
Well, Stanley was saying the same thing. But we're going to have to see. Hey, Sarge, why did you come in so late? It's only a minute, and we're going to be
on. I didn't know you
were
on today, man. I was looking for you early. I didn't see you schedule. What do you do, schedule the show late?
I had some things I had to do, schedule it. But you and Stanley
are
like...
Oh, well, see, how am I supposed to know, man? I look for you. What I'm doing is I give you my numbers. You can call me and let me know when the show is on. Because you ain't reliable.
Hey, Brian,
oh,
why are you doing this show on Monday? What time?
Well, Stanley...
Brian, what time are you going to do the show on Monday?
Sarge knows Joe. Joe knows Stanley. Stanley and Joe used to be the best of friends, so you have Joe in common, Sarge.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. When are you doing the show on Monday? What time?
7 a.m. I try to do it at 7 a.m., guys. I was working on a script and stuff, but I will be back Monday morning at 7 a.m. regular time, Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
Perfect, because
all
we
right.
need to talk about this. And Sarge, you need to come to the show and tell the fact of what you know even more history than me. And I tried to say to Brian exactly this. You need to explain why this is the worst shit that ever happened as a president, because I don't think Brian understands.
I really don't think he does either. I think he looks at these things episodically. He doesn't step back and see the whole forest. He sees the trees, and I think he has an inkling that, this is kind of unprecedented with regard to a presidency. But if you step out and look at the forest, you're looking at the most insidious actions ever taken to undermine a presidency. It amounted to all but a removal coup. In every other respect, it was a coup. They just didn't succeed in removing him from office. They tried their best with two entirely bogus impeachments, and they were contemplating a third.
Wow.
And if you look at the objective metrics of the man's accomplishments, he did an enormous amount of good for this nation and its people. I've never seen anything like that, and that's the reason they were after him, because the deep state bureaucracy and the oligarchs and the people in the World Economic Forum see Donald Trump as a threat, and he's got to get out of the way. Like he said, and it's the truth. I believe it to a moral certainty. They're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way.
Breaking news.
Sarge, how long were you a police officer? 10 years or more?
23 years as a police officer.
Wow.
I was a 23 years active duty United States Army and Army National Guard.
There you go, Stanley. Over 23 years of law enforcement, right there.
Yeah. Breaking news, by the way. Trump just said that Trump claimed he declassified the Mar-a-Lago document. So when he was president, he did declassify it, Brian.
It doesn't matter.
Brian, let me tell you what I think happened, Brian. This is what I think happened. I swear to God, this is what I think happened. When Donald Trump was president and he had declassification authority, that's exactly what he did. He declassified these documents. We know the deep state bureaucracy has done everything in its power to inhibit his actions. We know in frequent cases they were insubordinate. We know the Department of Defense dragged its feet on removing troops from Afghanistan when he gave orders. Here's what I believe. I believe that he gave orders to declassify this, and insubordinate members with the duty and responsibility to declassify the information either didn't do it or dragged their feet on getting the paperwork out or hid it. That's what I believe. And that's why I believe this served as a pretext for the raid to go in there, see if they could find anything related to January 6th or anything they could indict him for or to even plant it.
They didn't go in
that's
to
what
look
I
for
believe.
Anything. It was already on the warrant, the list that they were going after. So they were. This was
yeah,
not
and like
explored.
I said, he already declassified it, though, Brian, and insubordinate agents, because after all, the president gives an order. He's not going to sit there and do the administrative paperwork. He expects it to be carried out. I think he declassified it, and people with the responsibilities and duties to do so either failed to do so, were incompetent in their doing so, or deliberately dragged their feet or hid the paperwork that involved with the declassification. And this served as a pretext to get something on Trump or to plant something on him. I believe that to a moral
basis. Wow. Stanley, you don't believe
But I agree with Sarge and everything, but is it not true
what?
That once the president declassified, is it not true, Sarge, that once the president declassified a document, it stays declassified, even though he's the ex-president?
No, he can't do it once he's out of office. He only has declassification authority while he's in office. But I'm saying that he...
And what happened when he's out of office? What happened? Those documents becomes back
to classified? Here's the thing, though. See, Biden can reclassify what he declassifies because he's now president.
That still doesn't put
an onus on Donald Trump because Donald Trump had the authority to do it when he was president.
Exactly.
And it was supposed to be carried out anyway. Now, he no longer has the authority once he's out of office, but if he did it before he left office, he's completely in the clear. And if his subordinates didn't do their duty, they need to be brought up on some kind of charges and or fired.
And that's the question I want to ask. Okay, so you're the president of the United States, President Trump. You declassify a document, and you're not the president anymore. What happened to those documents? Are they declassified or are they still classified?
Well, if they're declassified, then the only thing they would have a hook for is to ask for their return. Now, you understand that the Presidential Records Act is a civil law. It has no criminal enforcement. It has no criminal penalties. Read the statute. There are no provisions for penalties or enforcement in law. It is a civil matter. So what the government could do under the Presidential Records Act is simply to sue for the document's return, and if Trump was not to comply with a court order if they found in the government's favor, then Trump would be guilty of contempt of court. Now, if they're going to go after him criminally, they have to go after him for something that's a criminal offense, like mishandling classified information, which is a criminal offense and does have enforcement authority and penalties. But the Presidential Records Act is a civil action. Go read the statute. You will see no penalties attached to it, nor any enforcement action attached to it. It is entirely civil, not criminal.
Well, guess what? We got some breaking news. It's that... You know, remember Anne Hage, that her car flipped over in the street? She was then put into a coma. Well, here's the headline. Anne Hage is brain dead. She's on life support now for organ donation, family says.
Yeah, I heard that yesterday.
Wow. She's basically dead. She's on life support for organ donations.
Some narcotic. I heard that she had some narcotic in her blood, Brian. She had some stuff.
She might have. It's
yeah,
just here. One week after.
They would know if she did. I mean, I'm certain they've done blood alcohol content tests on her, so they know. And
yeah.
You know, from what I heard, she has no brain function at all. So she is probably legally dead right now, and she's factually dead. They just keep organs alive.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what they're doing. Just keeping her organ. Her son says something. We have lost a bright light, a kind and most joyful soul, a loving mother and a loyal friend. Anne will be deeply missed, but she lives on through her beautiful sons, her iconic body of work, and her passionate advocacy.
Her bravery for always standing in the truth, spreading her message of love and acceptance will continue to have a lasting impact, the family statement said. That's her son. Okay, what a fucked up woman this was. She started, you know, another one is fucked up. I turn on the TV. I got to go, but I turn on the TV. I don't know why she had it on her. Drew Barrymore. Did you guys ever see that show? Look it up on her YouTube. She's crying for no reason. She had these outbursts for no reason. She's talking about shit, like emotional bullshit. You would talk about therapy to guests about this, and you got to believe in yourself. My God, she should not be on TV. She's having a mental breakdown. Drew Barrymore was a nutcase in the beginning. These people are nuts. But let's put them on the air. Let's get the audience. They love to see people have nervous breakdowns. Hey, it's Hollywood. If it bleeds, it leads. Hey, I want to thank the lovely Sarge for coming in, even though he came in late. Thank you, Sarge, for coming on the show. I want to thank my brother, Mr. Stan
Lee.
Thanks,
man.
Stanley, for
and
coming
we'll,
on the show.
We'll come back on 10 o'clock with the greatest show ever because we got to talk about this.
Oh,
because, Sarge, you got to bring the history.
You.
Because, like I said, Brian is acting like it's nothing, like it's like a desert. Oh, okay, President Trump got raided. Okay, perfect. Stanley,
what was the big deal?
Back.
I mean, former presidents get raided all the time. What's the big deal, right?
Come on. Like, I'm acting like, oh, my God, I can't believe it happened. Oh, Stanley, really? Okay. Let me go get something. Did you do something wrong? Yes, you did. Okay.
And again,
so
I gotta keep it in context, man. Look at the history of this president and what they've done to him, for God's sake.
Oh, my God.
Look at the paucity of evidence they have presented against him. He is the most investigated president in the history of the United States, and he's come out clean just about every time. Now, what does that tell
you?
Well,
we'll see. Well, let me tell you.
But Brian doesn't care about
Stanley,
Brian doesn't care about that, Sarge.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about that. Like I said, I called him up that night. I was on the TV. I looked at it. Let me call Brian. I called him up. He was making love to Cindy. After making love, he looked at me and like, oh my God, the president got raided, Brian. He was eating a pizza. It was nothing. Oh, really? Okay. Let me open Fox News. Let me open the news. Let me come back to you tomorrow with the show, Stanley.
Exactly.
Okay,
I got my priorities.
Well, hey, Brian, I got one for you that I know you'll appreciate. You know, now the FBI raid. Now, Merrick Garland said the FBI raid on Melania's closet was justified as he showed off a gorgeous new evening gown and sun hat. I know you'd appreciate that. You know what I mean? It was just a good reason for rated. So now he can get some of a wardrobe.
You guys, you know what? I got to get more liberals into this room Monday. I need some leftists. We'll come at you guys.
That joke came from the Babylon Bee. I thought it was pretty funny.
It was a good one.
And Brian,
some of the best news on the web.
And like I said, Brian, do some research on the president of all the presidents, what they've done wrong and how come, and look at it. How come all those presidents who did some stuff wrong never got prosecuted by the next president? There's a reason. Like you said, it's precedent. We do not want to open that door.
33 million documents taken out of the White House by Barack Hussein Obama. And you mean to tell me there's no questions about any of them from the National Archives? Not one question?
Exactly.
Not one problem with any of the 33 million documents? They had a subpoena they asked for a subpoena for the documents. If they don't get a subpoena, if you don't respond what they figure is a timely manner, they can ask for two things. They can ask for a new subpoena to be issued, or they can ask the same judge who issued the subpoena to compel compliance with the subpoena. They did neither. They went on a raid for the optics of it all, and you know it, Brian.
That's exactly what I told him, Sarge. And Brian was like, well, we give him a subpoena, and I said, go get another subpoena or go get more. Brian's like,
and if he doesn't, then that's contempt of court, and they got him. Okay? But they didn't do it, Brian.
Man.
You know why they didn't do it? So they could do this.
Exactly.
We'll
because
talk
imagine
Monday.
Every subpoena. Yeah, we'll talk Monday. Sarge.
But I do need.
Have
I
a good weekend,
you guys.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend, you guys. And I do need a little help. You guys are great friends. All right, see you guys Monday. Bye, everybody.
What would you think if I sang out of tune?